Hold on,
Love
it's going to go.
Radio.
All right, now we're
UK.
Okay, so Ausstrike, because all those mics take a long time to set up. Oh, okay, yeah. Yeah, so running short SM7Bs is a pain in the fucking ass,
yep.
Guys. It definitely is. Great mics, but they take a lot to set up correctly. And then we got Burning Wolf all the way from Great Britain. As for a variety of girls, can we see some Asian girls? Korean, Japanese, Thai, Chinese, etc. Hey, man, it's kind of rare here in Miami.
We got
Asian
in the house right now.
You got Asian in the house.
Hey,
let's show up on camera 8.
Camera 8.
Yeah, guys, just because we got the girls that are at the table aren't always all the girls in the studio. Say what's up to their people.
Look at the camera.
Do you see it?
Yes. There is a fine-ass shorty back there, y'all.
Yeah.
She's back there in the back.
Yes,
she knows.
Stand up.
It's time for the twerkulator.
Stand up.
Yes, big mom.
Hey, guys,
pop off,
well, right? Yeah, we got, you know, we got ladies in the studio all the time, man. Beautiful ladies. Sometimes we just don't show them. Okay, we got Burning Wolf, $5. That's for Ryan. Oh, yeah, there we go. You got your Asian. You happy now? Then we got Wicked Prophet. Hi from Kuwait. You guys are awesome. No homo sapien. Thank you so much, sir. Black Wolf Inc. I used to work Ultra Fest as a security guard. The amount of drug use was enormous, but the ganja was wonderful. I'm going to Ultra Fest next year.
Nice.
Thank you so much. $20 from Isaac S. Go to school in NYC. I have money, so it's not any issue for me to take girls to the best places, but I don't like just giving those experiences to random girls, no matter how hot they are, until they earn it. But my competition will. Okay.
Good for you.
Major plug, $10. Y'all are right about the future. I saw a study that showed in the year 2020 that women are the 60% and men are the 40% in college, and men are settling for jobs, which means a lot of single women in the future. Yes, very
true.
Thank you. Men are leaving college in crazy numbers. Actually,
yep.
We might break that down for y'all next week. Raw Dog TV, $10 Canadian. For the ladies, never have I ever
A-N-A-L.
Did anal.
Anal.
Okay.
Anal.
Okay. Muzz Lightyear, $5. Well, great power comes with
big
booty
bitches.
Bitches. Amen. Okay. $10 from Brian Folsom. Fine, Bianca, twist my arm. I volunteer, but I have to be the only dude involved. Okay. $5 from Gino Rose. FNF raised my self-esteem, not from content. I feel so much better about myself after simply listening to Fresh and Chris speak. Keep talking, fellas.
Thanks, bro. Thanks, bro.
We remember you, Finn. It's okay.
Okay, I don't think – there was an insider joke there.
Definitely didn't get it.
Yeah. Okay, O'Shea Duke Jackson. Fresh, please, I want to come over there where it is fun.
Stay over there, nigga. Stay over there.
Yo, ballhead ass.
Yo, man.
Speaking of shirts, Mark.
Yo, the chest undefeated, bro. Oh, yeah, stay over there, shirts, guys. Also, fnmspearbomb.com is where you guys can go ahead and get the shirt when you guys use the link and refer your friends to subscribe to the channel. We're almost at 400,000 subscribers, guys. Get us back up there for the third time so that we can lose it again. Okay, so we are at Edver. There's a false hope / premise in this self-improvement niche due to it being unrealistic. There's a lowest amount of economic mobility right now than ever has been. The system is set for 90% of people to lose. This is true, which is why we are here to tell you the truth.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? We guys, watch our Money Mondays. We talk about, getting and making money and basically creating wealth. You know what I'm saying? Like buying assets, not liabilities, and then using those assets to pay you back some kind of dividend. I'll strike, $10. Just teasing. Talent makes the show, not equipment. Can't undercut that. Thank you so much, Ausstrike. I appreciate it.
Oh, that was that guy. Oh,
yeah.
Sorry.
All right, cool. So we got almost 3,000 of you guys in here. Guys, do us a huge favor and please.
Like the video.
Like the video.
Like the channel, man.
Get us to at least 2,000 likes, guys, because we're trying to get back up in the YouTube algo.
And
you
by the way,
help.
What's your Instagram, by the way?
Snow Bunny.
Instagram?
From Miss Asia?
Snow Bunny.
Yeah, between
the mic. I feel like that's.
Yeah, you got to speak into the mic. Yep, there you go.
Snow Bunny.
Don't call her that.
Just type it.
What was that?
All right, guys. Just type it in. You'll see it.
Yo, what's the Snow Bunny's IG?
I kill you.
Snow Bunny. Ooh.
I kill you. Oh,
I like
it. It's Canada.
No.
Canada.
Yeah, yeah, you.
This one.
Well,
oh,
no.
This
both,
one or this one?
In the chat and then on Canada.
Right? I don't like
okay.
Listen, you can't
Canada,
do
what's your Instagram?
Steve McConkey.
You got to tell them in the mic, though. Into the mic.
Sorry.
Penis.
So it's Crystal and then Mokonski.
Oh, yeah. That's definitely a Snow Bunny right there. That's
Mokonski.
Add a progress to that one. Okay.
Solo TV 84.
What's that? Some money problem?
No. No.
All right, cool.
No, I don't think they know. I think they know that she's
Latina.
Latina 100%.
All right, guys, from here on out, $10
and
up.
$10 and up. Okay, cool. Okay, so who's next for Never Have I Ever?
You had one, right?
I definitely forgot by now.
Oh,
okay, cool.
Yeah,
cool.
So,
Chris, you got that?
Okay.
What?
She forgot her question.
Oh, yeah, gotcha.
Okay, no, I got you. So
okay.
Are we going to skip me now?
No, go ahead.
Oh, no, we just have to use a certain sound effect.
Stupid.
Okay. Who's next?
I can go.
She was
going to
go.
Okay.
Oh, you
never,
never
have I. Call me stupid again.
Mm-hmm. Okay, sure.
Stupid.
Wait, no, if you don't go, I got more. I'll go again.
Okay,
that's
cool.
I got
never have I ever had a one-night stand.
That's bullshit. And you know it. You guys, all you do is one-night stand. What do you mean?
No, this is for y'all, niggas.
For y'all.
Okay, but you expect us not to have one-night stands?
No. It's I have or I never. Just respond to the question.
Okay. You'll see by the end.
Yes.
So,
I have. Yes, I have.
Okay, and then I want to tell us the experience.
Okay.
Where it happened, how it happened, and was it good?
What?
No.
Get the fuck already, guys. Was it good?
Oh my.
Go.
You don't have to go into a full story. Just be like, yes, I did.
No,
it was terrible, and I met him in Miami.
I'm
like
New York.
Okay. Yes, I did. Uh-huh. It was actually good. You know what? It was actually good, and I met him in Las Olas.
Las Olas. That's the spot right there on Thursday.
Yeah.
Ladies' night on Thursday.
Where though,
friend? It was
actually good. What's it called?
Club's Way. Capone.
Rooftop. It was actually rooftop. Rooftop. Which is right across the street from Capone's. They call it rooftop. But
yeah.
What night was it?
Was it like a
Friday? It was
night?
A Saturday night.
Okay.
Ladies get in free, but men, you know y'all
man,
gotta pay.
You hate dicks, don't you? Speak to the mic.
No, sometimes, but not most of the time. Y'all can come through.
Okay.
Yes, I have, and honestly, I was a dominatrix for the night. I was my
ooh.
Best life.
So you beat the shit out of him?
The craziest thing, I spanked some ass.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So,
it was like the first weirdest experience of my life. It was a request, and I was like, alright. I mean, I guess.
What the fuck was that?
Wow.
Is that what... That's why I didn't hire you again. What the fuck?
Ain't nobody hired me.
If you want to be a dominatrix, you go, okay.
No. It was a little bit more passionate than that, Errol. First
that,
of all,
that's
it was my
why
first
you only
have
one night stand.
Stop. He wasn't from here, okay? He still followed me on IG. What's up?
Where was he from?
Georgia, I believe.
Okay.
Georgia Peach.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, a little kinky BBC. Okay.
BBC.
Mm-hmm.
Red. What about you?
Have I ever had a one night? Yes. I met him on a Saturday night at Rooftop.
Oh.
It was great.
Rooftop, too. Okay. Yo, niggas, write it down.
Wait.
Saturday night, pull up, one night stands, give it away.
Wait, pause. Red, you and Miss Oye over here. Nala are good friends, right? More or less.
Yes.
So,
yeah.
Was it the same night?
Yes.
Yeah.
Threesome?
No.
Oh, okay.
Was it two guys that were wingmen? They knew each other?
So you two set up.
The hero one dude.
And then
we
went
down.
Yeah. And then we met
right back up afterwards.
Okay.
So,
wait. I got one question. Was it raw?
No, absolutely not.
So
no.
Question.
Absolutely not.
What was the combo like when you decided to fuck him?
Ooh.
The combo?
Yeah, like how do you decide?
I was
holding the camera on you, nigga, when you ask
the
question.
It kind of just flows.
No. Come on, don't put feelings. Like, tell me like the actual dialogue. Like, hey,
what?
I'm going out here and listen. Bro, you got this nigga.
Actually, that wasn't a combo.
I got it.
I was trying to steal his glasses. I was trying to steal my glasses. I was like, yo, these glasses dope. Can I have them?
And they went
like,
running somewhere.
Yeah.
Guys, they have no game.
Okay.
You know, I'm going to try that line next time I'm at a bar.
The
hey,
glasses were dope.
I want your glasses. Give it to me. Do this.
Give it
to
me.
Try to smash. I got eye problems. I can't really see. But I was told on a podcast this is a good game right here. Give me your glasses, bitch, and we're going to have sex after. See if it works out.
Oh, Lord.
Okay. She's going to look at me and be like,
nope.
Okay.
Nina.
At least you got the dialogue right. No, I never have, but I have kissed a guy, but never, like, went home.
I
want to
give you a hug.
I know. She's so innocent.
So
sweet.
I kissed a guy.
Stop the cat.
No.
Where the headset?
He got the cat. I'm not capping.
Never?
No.
Never had a one night stand.
At all?
At all? Ever?
Okay, wow. I respect
nothing
it.
Wrong with it.
I respect it, but I just want to tell you,
it's so much fun to live a little bit. Like, you have no idea.
You're still living, well, even if you ain't.
You're still,
if you didn't have a whole thing.
Yeah,
but I told. It's like I kind of understand.
I understand where you're coming from, though.
Yeah,
guys,
yeah.
She has lived. She just lying to you guys about living.
Oh, no, I don't think so.
No.
I think it's genuine.
Like, no.
I feel it's genuine,
face,
Indy.
Face,
yeah,
face, yeah,
I just do
low-key.
Yeah.
Next.
Okay, I'm ready, you guys. Sure.
Face.
What about
I
you,
have
Bianca?
Not.
Oh!
They're friends. They're friends.
They are.
Friends.
That
makes sense.
He got the cat. He got the cat. He got the cat.
Where's the other one?
I have
it. I knew it.
It's so hard to believe.
Okay. All right. No, I mean, I'm just balding, so I have to cover it up.
I don't like that.
Don't try it.
What, the balding?
No.
I don't like it either. I don't like it either. All right. What about you, Cardi?
Song.
Oh, here we go.
Cardi, see, go ahead, girl.
In the beginning, when I stand, I'm not built like that.
But in the beginning of me doing music, I was at a show, and this one dude in particular was, like, simping, as you might say, me. And I was just kind of, you know, when I came out doing the music thing, I was kind of insecure type of thing. So to have the confidence from someone, you know, in the crowd who's showing love or whatever, whether it's real or not, sound great. And I was just like,
Cardi, what was the reason?
We didn't do it that night. So I mean, he took my number and he had me on Instagram, and I was like,
you didn't do it that night with him?
No, but
what
this
was
is
the reason?
Closest, this is the closest they told one night then, because I told him right after I'm giving it real. So he hit me up, you know, a couple times, and I'm not gonna lie, he was very good looking. But yeah, we kicked it, and then we did it. Honestly,
you know, babe, I'm gonna be honest
better
with you.
I don't think he performed.
That was a one-night stand.
It was a one-night stand.
It was
pretty much. I didn't really get
to
know
him.
It was small talk conversation. Like, when are we going to link? When are we going to link? And I was just not really for it. And then one night I was kind of like,
I want a little something.
Okay,
I get it.
All right, let's tonight. And, you know, he was very attractive. But I think his looks did more for me than the performance.
Oh, shit.
That sucks.
Yeah.
No, she only said that because he didn't call her back.
That
was
that.
No. Actually, it was the flip side. I dropped him and...
You dropped him?
Yeah.
Doesn't
like,
that feel mad empowering?
I ain't gonna lie.
Bro, this is a perfect example of women can't take L's, bro.
No, you... Come on, bro.
She goes
I mean it
him.
In the sense that he was a little young, he was a little immature, but he was fine and chill. He was over 18. I'm not a predator over here. But, like...
Oh, we got...
Sorry. He was, you know, beautiful. Next.
Who said
okay.
next?
All right, Miss Canada?
Well, again, I'm a little bit older than everybody else. Okay. So, yeah. I've
Remind everyone
some...
you're a grandma. Cool.
Oh, whoa. Realize, not a grandma, just a godma.
Back of my face.
Not even. So, right, yeah, I've had some, like, I've had some good one-night stands. So, like, there have been times I've taken guys home.
What? So, it had a...
There have been times I've taken guys home, and it ended up terribly, and I never, like, talked to them again. And there are guys that I had a one-night stand with, and I still talk to them 3 years, 4 years later. So.
Okay. Fair enough. We got DLC in the house.
DLC,
the big
man.
$200 super chat. He goes, I just watched... I just watched the Skippy episode. That was pure love for a man in need. The show is the reason. That show is the reason I send what I send. Fresh Fit Fam has nothing but love for men. Pause. Keep leading from the front. Gentlemen, thank you so much, DLC, man.
The love is real.
We're trying, man.
Always.
We're trying.
Every night.
And then Austrike, 304, telling the story like they only had a single one-night stand.
That's fucked.
Okay. And then...
Man.
And then let's see here. Wicked Prophet. What you men are doing is incredible, and you're making the world a better place. From Quate, you got my support. Bros, level up. Thank you so much.
Thanks, bro.
And then, we're good. We're caught up then. Thank you guys so much. Also, guys, real quick, let's throw that phone number up real quick for the people, Chris.
Yep.
All right, guys. This is going to have a call-in show, Howard Stern vibes, right? The phone number is 505-605-9740. Again, that number is 505-605-9740.
405.
Call that damn number, y'all.
Call
that number.
So call nice. $10. Do you think weed is making men less masculine, and do you think it makes you unsuccessful?
Can I answer this, please?
Yeah. Well, he's asking for men's advice.
Okay, so ready?
For men,
He's asking for men.
Yeah.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, he's asking for men.
So,
okay, we got you.
Stupid.
But,
you love that button, bro.
My favorite one. It's my favorite one. No, you know what? Go ahead. Give your opinion, and then we'll give it after.
Okay, honestly, like, my opinion is my first and last boyfriend. I literally only have one in my life.
Oh,
it was a high school sweetheart. We lasted for like 6 or 7 years. It's fine.
Wow. That's a long time.
But yeah.
Bruh.
And then she went crazy.
What's the point here?
The point is, Mr. Attitude, is that, well, he was a guy who smoked way too much. He didn't know how to balance it. Personally, I feel like...
Merch.
Before he even had a chance to be successful or to even find himself to become successful, he kind of lost himself in that weed. I feel like weed doesn't lose you. You lose yourself. Like,
oh,
it's,
yeah.
It's like weed is honestly... It's supposed to be an antidepressant. People actually just abuse that. And my ex actually did that. He abused it, and he used it as an excuse for everything. He was like, okay, let me smoke before I go apply for that next job. Honestly, that was just kind of like dating a bum ass. What is that? All
right, so... Like,
man.
Yeah, man. Regarding weed itself, weed isn't a bad thing to do. It's just that thing what is, right? If you need weed to get through your day, you need weed to, like, do certain things, you need weed to, like, even be a part of your lifestyle... Every day is a problem. But if you do it every now and then recreationally, it's not a bad thing. That being said, though, if you want to be top tier, successful, those guys don't smoke weed. They don't do drugs. They just focus on business, family, and what's important. Now, there are some people at high places that do weed, but for the most part, the top tier guys, they don't do none of that shit. So,
Simply put, man, success loves speed. And if you want speed, you don't want speed bumps. And, you know, you want that spoke spinning with no issues. And the problem with weed is that it you can be successful in smoke, but why would you give yourself a handicap that you don't necessarily have to give yourself?
Yeah.
With, you know, it's already hard enough to be successful with no distractions. Why would you? Well, you can barely make a coherent thought. So that there.
Oh, what was I saying? What? Oh, shit, I lost it
like 4 times. So, you know what I'm saying? So like,
okay, you're right.
Yeah. So like. Marijuana guys, listen, man, if you want to be a super, super high performer, I don't suggest it because there's so many other negative things that come from it. You know, your appetite spikes. You're more likely to overeat. You get lethargic. You get tired. It costs you money. It fucking stinks. Like, it fucks with your teeth. Like, all these different things, like, for what? For a little bit of high that isn't necessarily going to benefit you? Like, listen, man, you guys want to smoke? Fine. It's up to you. It's legalized in a lot of states. It is what it is. Make your personal decisions.
Mm-hmm.
But personally, to me, it's already hard enough to be successful. Why the fuck would you make it harder on yourself with a handicap that isn't necessarily going to benefit you? You know what I mean? If you're an artist or whatever, that's one thing. But last time I checked, most of us are not artistically inclined. You know, we're trying to work a regular job, or we're trying to go to the gym, or we're trying to be ambitious or whatever it is. Marijuana is going to be detrimental to you. And then for the guys out there, women want a guy that's successful. She just said it right there. That's why I want her to say it, because I knew it was going to be applied to a guy that she dated or some shit like that. See how it hurt his performance and she lost attraction to him?
Mm-hmm.
Guys, I always say it, attraction isn't symmetrical. A girl that smokes weed and is lazy and not ambitious or lethargic isn't the same as a guy that's lazy, lethargic, and unambitious. Because if you don't have ambition as a guy, you're less attractive versus if a woman doesn't have ambition. Like, oh, whatever, she bad. I don't care. You know what I'm saying? She could still get invited to a party with fucking Future and Drake. And I know a few, a couple days ago, that
and
got invited.
Smoke a joint.
And they smoke all day and they don't bring shit to the table. So you don't play by the same set of rules as women, guys. So you got to keep your ambition high, and weed does hurt that.
Red, you had a point?
No.
There you go. That's
wow.
Not you put me on the spot. If it would have died down, I probably would have remembered it. But
okay. Okay. All right. Moving on.
Market 23.
Salute from the military. A lot of guys take your advice, and it keeps them from... making bad decisions, especially deleting themselves. Thanks for making this platform where we can have these discussions.
Got
sorry,
shot,
guys.
Bro.
When you guys do a $20 super chat, it's hard for me to read it because it's orange.
DLC and $20. Bianca, I'll be in Miami Saturday, October 2nd. You have the personal training sessions available that day. As a professional fit Queens.
Oh, I love that.
So,
yeah, that's my birthday.
Yes, no.
The Saturday.
Yes, it is?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
But,
I mean, I guess if you're not creepy.
Just meet her up
cool,
and make
cool,
that
cool.
appointment. Yeah.
Oh, you know him?
Yeah. He's my
oh,
cool.
okay.
He's my cool.
Okay, cool. You can come to my gym.
There you go. Okay.
Find that information.
Send her a DM, bro.
Okay. Any? Are we caught up, Chris?
Yeah, we good.
Okay. And also, guys, again, the phone number, one more time, can we pull it up for the people, Chris?
Yep.
I know the phone lines are probably blown up right now. 515-605-9740. Again, guys, that number is 515-605-9740. 240. It's right there on the screen.
One night stand. Who's next? You? Are you next?
Oh, yes. I have had a one night stand. I met him in Wynwood. I think it was like in 2019. It was good. It was good to like, we didn't really get to like go all the way there. We just like tried something.
Well, he definitely went all the way there.
So he ended up coming back like actually like last year. He flew in and then we actually, but that was a one night stand too. It was that and then bounced. And then,
I mean, if y'all saw each other again, I wouldn't really.
I mean, it was a one night stand for like over a year.
That's an FWB girl.
No, because we don't talk no more. It was just kind of like, you know what? No.
So every
one
time
and done.
Every time he comes into town, he's not going to hit you up?
One and done.
You know damn well he's going to hit her up.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So technically, it wouldn't be. Because
he already knows.
But you're not talking
he's
about
gonna
be
like,
you're talking about pay.
I was going to say, yeah, he's going to hit you up every time.
This is currently, though. Currently, it's a one night stand.
He hits me up now and doesn't get a reply. So if he...
Oh, well, girl, he want more than just that one night stand
then,
girl.
That's him, though. That's him. That's
you
him.
Don't. Yeah, that's, no, you don't, but he do.
He maybe he just missed the pom-pom.
He missed it.
Okay. Okay, we got another switch out here, and then the phone lines.
Yep. Okay, we got... can you click that one, Chris? I'm blind.
No.
Oh, this nigga, bro. He Chris has left the building, guys.
It says hit that like button.
Hey, Ron. Chris is back. All right, hit that like button. Okay, Highlander Slay, thank you so much.
If you want
$30.
Someone to form an attachment to you.
Oh, shit.
Lady.
Yep.
Oh, the playing hard to get
Chris,
game
it's,
is not effective. It doesn't work.
You're
it's trash. Okay, he's literally just gonna go text someone else.
Mm-hmm. All right, Chris.
Toxic shit,
thank you very much.
Stupid.
Okay.
Do
okay.
Stupid.
Okay, so well, let's go to the phone lines, and then we do got a video to react to as well with TikTok. All right, so let's hit the first number. Oh, yeah. Hit that like button. Yeah, Highlander. Thank you so much for that. All right, so we got the angel number here with the whole bunch
one,
of ones.
No.
That's
means
not going to be
beginning.
Anything.
I don't think it's going to
be anything.
It is because someone, I think, called before.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fuck it, let's open it. Let's go. All right, 1-1.
One.
You're on the
What's
first
up?
Podcast. What's up, man?
What's up? Yo, I'm not
Yes, I know. It's a phone that works. Please let him say. Okay, go ahead, man. Go ahead. All right.
What's going on?
Oh, wait.
He's there. Angel number, what's up?
Hello, sir. Have a...
Oh, sorry.
Oh,
he's
Yeah, ladies. Chill out, please. So when the call... Guys, people that are calling in, number one, mute YouTube in the background. Number two, get to it right away. If you don't, Chris is going to hang up the phone on you. And then number three, keep it short and brief because we already got a fuck ton of phone calls right now that I can see.
Yeah.
So we're going to go to 973. Be ready to go. And, yes, we can hear you.
Yep.
973, right. You're up.
Hello?
Yo.
What's the caller?
Hello? Yo, Fresh and Fit, man. Yo, I love y'all podcast, man. Salute to y'all. Much respect to y'all. I actually started watching it in August, bro. It's kind
Thank
of funny
you.
How it happened. I actually hooked up with a girl from out there, and she wound up on your show that night. And then ever since
That's
then,
funny.
I swear to God,
That's
bro.
Funny, bro. Awesome.
Yeah, okay. Bro. I like and subscribe all your videos, bro. I respect everything y'all doing, man. Keep grinding, bro.
Thank you for the positive
thanks,
words,
man.
And thank you for calling into the show.
It's so funny, man. I can't say how many girls came on the show, and they're dating somebody that's like, oh, shit, this is a podcast that you went to in Miami?
Yeah. And, guys, the way we're going to do it is Super Chats are going to be prioritized, and then we'll go back and forth between that and the phone lines. If you guys want to join in on this Never Have I Ever, if you come up with a good topic, you got a question for one of the lovely ladies on the panel.
New member, Sean Markinson. Thank you, brother.
Became a YouTube member. Thank you so much.
And then Cruz Control Cinema.
Cruz.
Showing some appreciation for what y'all do for men. Since I started listening, I've almost doubled my body count this past year. Stay blessed, King.
Congrats.
Yeah.
Congrats.
Yeah, shout out to you, man.
Give you that.
Shout out to you, bro.
And that uncanny O's with the $20 super sticker.
Thank you, bro.
Thank you so much, man. Yo, we are nothing without you guys, so thank you so much for all the support. We got 203 in the building, Southern Connecticut. Stand up. Don't embarrass me. Go ahead.
Yo, what's good, Myron and Fresh? Chris, the
Yo,
gold
what's up,
good,
man.
Listen,
up, man?
I got a question for, and don't lie, do not cap. If she caps, Myron and Fresh, put the caps on.
Okay.
Bianca, when was the last time you got some? Don't lie.
Okay, the last time I got some is going to be
almost a year.
Oh.
Whoa. Not the cap.
Put the cap. Put the cap. Put the cap on right now. Myron and Fred, put the cap on.
I believe her.
No, no.
Not
really? Yeah, we got the hats on right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, that's when I broke
thank
up
you,
with
thank you.
Nice. All right, brother. Thank you for calling in.
Love all right,
man. Shout out Connecticut, man. All right,
hey, yeah, what part of Connecticut are you from, by the way?
No, I don't do that.
Not even from
Bridgeport.
Oh, shit.
Oh, no, I don't
bro, you better get a bookie.
Yeah.
You better get a bookie right now, bro. God damn, nigga, Bridgeport is the worst.
I know it. Yeah, I'm trying to get out of here, man. That's what I'm trying
yo,
to be. Level
the
up.
Get out of Bridgeport, man. Go get that bookie and protect yourself, man. All right, man. Peace.
Yeah.
Later.
Yeah, man.
All right, we got 813 in the house. 813. Oh, sorry. Uncanny the O's. First time here. Totally random, but y'all got to get Nadia back. She's going to make the show more interesting again. Nadia?
Who? Who's that?
¿Quién carajo es esa?
I don't know who that is.
It's all love, though, Nadia.
But
yes.
They said first time here, so how would they know that it's Nadia?
That
if
one.
It's the first time here.
Oh, no,
correct.
No. Oh, chats. No. Yeah, I don't know what they. Who's Nadia?
Sending,
bro,
chat first time here.
Too many girls will come through here, bro. Yeah, bro.
I was going to say.
Sky KC86 became a YouTube member. Thank you guys.
Shout
thank
you, bro,
hey. For joining the Fresh Fit fam. And then, okay, call on the show.
And guys, I'm only highlighting some chats and members, by the way.
Yes, so. Yes. Sorry, guys. Yeah, if you guys want to get it. So this is the way we're going to do it. Super chats get, all super chats get highlighted, okay, guys? So if you want your super chat to be shown on the screen, it's going to be shown. Now, if you go, what is it, Chris? You want to do 10 and up?
Yep.
10 and up, we'll get red. Then we're going to go back and forth between super chats and phone calls. Super chats take priority, but we're going to get to the phone lines as well and just go back and forth. And, you know, if you got a question for the ladies, you guys got a bunch of beautiful ladies on the panel. Go ahead, ask them a question, whatever it is. And, yeah, somebody has smashed them with the smash.
And
that
if you're a member, I would show a
yeah, members to members. Yeah, members. Yeah, so. Members and super chats.
All right, cool.
Cool. So next one is 813. This is Tampa, right? If I'm not mistaken.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah. Hey, what up, bro? What's up, man?
Hey, what's up? Hey, I got a Never Have I Ever, and real quick, Bianca, Nina, keep up them squats because they working. But the question is, Never Have I Ever stalked an ex's new partner on social media.
Ooh.
Stalked an ex's new partner.
Yeah.
Yep. All right. That's a good one. Yeah. So we'll start here. Because she's been going the first the whole time.
Yeah.
All right. Have you?
Yeah, no, I haven't. It's not worth it.
Okay.
No, I haven't.
No? You?
I don't care. I'll probably glance, but stalk, nah.
Yeah. A new one?
Yeah, stalking is kind of aggressive, but I've...
You haven't had sex in a year. You definitely stalked his new girl. Come on.
That doesn't mean anything.
That's a yes to this question. Nina, have you?
I've glanced, like she said, but I haven't actually stalked.
I love how these girls say, I glanced, I checked it out. I just found out her birthday and her social security number. Just glanced, though. Not too crazy.
Like what you're working with, but let me not stay on that because then it's going to hurt.
Yeah, that little twitch out there.
Seriously, and it's unhealthy. It's not
it's
healthy,
unhealthy
for you.
Yeah, it's not good for your mental health.
Yeah, but y'all still don't know.
You look, you see what you need to see, and then you move on.
Yeah, you need to
that's
move on.
That's what you do. You rip off the Band-Aid, and then you keep them moving.
Bro, the hamstring is them. Guys, I hope you're taking notes. This is female hamstring 101. Okay, Red, have you ever stalked your ex?
I've been stalked by their current girl, so I have the opportunity to click on that profile and see who that is.
See,
so you
that
never
happened
stalked.
To me.
I never purposely went and searched for
so
a girl.
She stalked you, then you didn't. You somewhat stalked her back.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, fair enough. What about you?
Same. Just about. I won't.
You ain't stalked.
No, I don't got them.
Hell no. That's a waste of energy.
Too many, fish in Florida.
Pop off. Yeah.
That is very true.
I think girls that are currently with them, I think, stalk more the exes than the exes
to the
current
new
girl.
100%.
Because I will say that's happened to me. She
but it doesn't,
accidentally
remember,
clicked
his question isn't
shit.
Who stalks more. His question is, do you stalk too? Which all of you pretty much just said yes.
Well, no.
So,
negative.
Question,
no,
ladies.
Negative.
No, I could argue.
Two of us said
ladies,
no.
Ladies, when you stalk, what do you look for?
I look at her pictures, her posts, where she lives.
Girl, stop playing. Stop playing. You look at that man's Instagram profile. You check to see who liked it, who commented. If that bitch commented, you don't click that.
Huh? No, because if he already posted her, I found her easily.
No, no, no. I know, but I'm just saying, like, if you're trying to investigate.
Oh, no, but that's OD. No, that was no. That's what
first
you do
and
to
last
find them. Let y'all know
if he's that special. We'll go to that extent, but
first and last.
Okay, we're gonna move on. They have all stocked, my friend. I see that answer there. They're gonna try to hamster it, but they have all stocked. Okay.
480.
480. You're on the air with Fresh and Fit.
They have all stocked, my friend.
Okay. Move on. That's gonna be really bad reverb. Guys, remember what we told you. Please mute YouTube in the background. It's on a delay, and it's going to sound horrible when you go on live with us. So we got 843. Welcome to Fresh Fit Podcast.
Hey, thanks for having me, guys. I kind of had this theory, Myron. And I just kind of want to figure out, like, what do you think? You know how women normally, like, they go into exceptions, like, when they talk about things?
Yes.
Or I've seen that often, at least on here. Well, I remember, like, being a kid, you know, we're all special little snowflakes. I kind of had the realization, like, when you're a kid, the guys, like, when they, like, oh, you're special. The guys be like, oh, you're fucking retarded. And then, like, the girls be like, oh, yeah, you are special. I kind of realized, even as a kid, like, the same kind of traits still followed. What do you think? You think that's, like, accurate?
I'm so confused.
Well, that basically, like, women, or, like, at least girls, still looked at people as, like, special, like, guys, at least in my, like, my experience, like, even back then, it was still kind of the idea of, no, you're not special. What do you mean? If you're special, you're retarded, like, special needs.
Mm-mm.
And I kind of realized that still.
Can I explain what he's
talking about? I'm not completely sure of the question.
So basically, he's talking about, like, a kid. Do you want me to let him talk, or do you want me to, like, kind of, like, simplify?
No.
Bro, no.
The question basically is as a kid, basically, when he's trying to be, like, cool with the girl, trying to be sweet, it's like, you know, to other guys, he might seem special. Like, he's, like, special. Like, why is he being so sweet? But it's, like, something about him wondering if it's the difference between a girl thinking, oh, that guy is special because he's treating me nicely. I feel like he's talking about something about childhood.
I don't think that's the question at all. Yeah. Was that the question, my friend?
No, it's not. But it's all right. I don't want to waste time. You guys go on the next caller, though.
Try one more time, man.
No, it's all good. Other people want to talk. So.
Try one more time, bro.
Yeah.
Okay.
Try to phrase it in a way that, because the thing is, man, when you ask a question, it's got to be direct, man.
Okay. It wasn't. Okay, so my question was basically, do you think it's true that similar to how you always kind of mention how women talk in exceptions, not generalities,
yes.
I kind of feel that as kids, we do the same thing. And just in that example of girls kind of looked at each other as special and boys didn't, basically.
Okay, let me try to – I think I understand your question now somewhat. So – you're referring to how a lot of women always mention the exception to the rule versus generalities, and you're saying that's akin to how children view the world. Is that what you're trying to say?
Yes.
Looking at exceptions versus the rule?
Mm-hmm.
Exceptions to the rule at all times?
Yes.
Yeah, and that's true, bro, because you got to remember, children have a limited observation of the world. They're a child. You know, 10 years old, you haven't seen shit. You know what I'm saying? So you can only give a limited perspective on the world. And I would argue that women have a very similar limited perspective of the world. I know the ladies at the table are going to get mad at me for saying that. But the reason why I say that is because when you're beautiful and you're attractive and you're young, there are certain uncomfortable realities that you don't necessarily experience as a woman. You might experience them later on in life, but you're not going to experience them when you're in your prime.
Mm-hmm.
Versus for a man, you have to experience those things to become to your prime. Mm-hmm. So I think that answers your question right there. So yes, I would say that children and women do have a limited perspective on reality because – you know, one doesn't have the experience and the other one is kind of sheltered from those uncomfortable experiences because they're beautiful. Now, if you're an ugly fat bitch, you're going to deal with that adversity too. So, you know, so that's what it is. Cool?
Yeah, thanks
for your question.
Thanks for taking time.
Yep. No worries, man. No worries. Okay, super chat. SKY, does anyone disagree with what I said there? I mean,
no.
If you guys do, it's
no.
fine.
No, you're good.
Okay.
SkyKC, $86.50. Yo, SKB episode was legit, fellas. Appreciate how you guys treated Skippy.
Absolutely, man. I gave
that's
him that
bro, man.
Love, man, because I really wanted him to win. It hurt me to listen to all that, man.
Yeah.
That's why I shut up for like an hour just listening to him.
Skippy's a great guy, man. He just got some stuff to work on, bro.
Okay, how come most girls y'all bring on the show claim they earn over $100,000 when in reality almost 200 million Americans don't even make $50,000? Something ain't adding up. Well, good question. Raw Dog TV, all the way from Canada. I'll tell you this, Raw Dog, you got to remember, bro, number one, we're in Miami, Florida. So, you know, people here earn more money than a lot of places in the United States. And then number two, we tell you guys all the time, because I can't tell you how many times, one of the biggest critiques we get, bro. Well, you only bring stupid bimbos on the show that don't know anything. Bah, bah, bah. No, we bring entrepreneurs. We bring successful women all the time, guys. I'm telling you, when I say that the hardware might be different, but the software is the same, a lot of modern-day women think the same, bro. Like, hey, I deserve a man that's 6 feet tall, makes over $100,000 a year. I'm successful. I'm ambitious. I want a guy to match me. And this is how it is, dude. Like, it doesn't matter how much money a woman earns. Like, they're still going to have certain societal norms that everyone adheres to, bro. Like, if you get 10 women at a table, right? This is a difference between men and women. If I get 10, we get 10 guys at the table, right? And some guy says, yeah, I want a bad bitch. You know, I want a model. I want a girl that's walking, you know, that's on IG, Sports Illustrated, cover model, whatever. And he's a fat loser. Who's going to be at the table like, no, nigga, you ain't getting that. What the fuck are you talking about? You look crazy. We'll start roasting him. Girls, however, you guys don't operate like that. She could be fat, obnoxious, ridiculous looking. I deserve a 6-foot figure, dude. I make this much money. I'm successful, whatever. What are the girls going to do? You go, girl. Yeah. Yeah. Fuck yeah. Don't settle. Ba-da-da. So women give each other, women lie to each other. Men tell each other the truth. So that's why so many women that earn money think, hey, I deserve that too. And that's just not the way it goes, bro. But yeah, I mean, we brought entrepreneurs on and we brought girls that make no money on. And they're all chasing the same percentage of guys, man. So it is what it is, bro.
Yeah. Miami girls, bro, they could do stripping, OnlyFans. They could be models. So they make a lot of money for themselves. So that's normal.
It goes to show you the power of beauty and youth, man. You know, the power of beauty and youth, bro. Like, I've told you guys stories on here before, which I don't want to get into, but there's a lot of opportunity here in Miami for a girl if she's attractive.
Sugar Daddy Central.
Charles MB, 831, 10 bucks, super sticker. Thank you so much. Uncanny the O's. Nadia is a fast-talking biracial black on an Irish thick woman who had brains when you guys were talking about what men want. Also, I never tune in to the live shows. I just watch the videos on the channel.
Okay.
Black, an Irish thick one?
I know. The one that was over here, we just posted a video on her on Instagram. I know who you mean now. The one that was stripping, I was like, why didn't I get paid from all these super chats? Like, y'all don't pay the girls on the panel, blah, blah, blah. I felt like I deserve $1,000.
What? Ridiculous.
The girl that was in the corner.
The one that we posted a clip about?
Yeah, the one that was
for the short?
That went on her.
That got mad at me when I said repulsive?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, her. Okay. All right.
Yeah, her.
Dude, that was a long time ago, bro.
Oh,
okay.
Man.
All right. Okay. Let's get move on to so 786. We got someone from Miami in the house.
Miami.
What's up? Still okay? Nope.
No. No. Wait. That's the only 786. Where you at, bro?
Going once, going twice.
Hello, que tigre.
Wait.
I just wanna
ladies.
Am I on?
Oh. Yeah, you're on, man.
You're on, man.
5-4. What's your question?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Usually the guys will shoot the shot at the ladies, but I kind of want to shoot. Hello?
Yeah.
You're here.
Yeah, we can hear you, man.
The lady.
Yeah, you got to mute the YouTube, bro. If not,
bro, come on.
We can cut you off, bro.
You're Miami, man. Come on, man. Don't fuck.
No, it's muted. Can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead.
Ask your question, please.
Yeah, usually the guys will hit on the girls, but I just started my hedge fund, and I wanted to get Myron and Fresh as investors, and I wanted to see what you guys would say. I would love to set up a meeting, and this is, like, kind of the only way that I can get direct access to you guys, and I would love to make that happen.
Instagram account, sir.
He's trying to say they don't respond.
Hey, I'll be honest with you, man. All my money right now is going into real estate. I'm not investing in anything else right now at the moment. I'll start getting into funds and everything else like that down the road. But right now, all my earned income is going right into real estate and then small and also some crypto. But that's what I'm focused on right now. Fresh, you?
I mean, I'm busy with my watches and cars, bro. I have no more money, bro.
But yeah,
absolutely.
I mean,
like maybe later on, but right now we're focused on.
Yeah, right now I'm heavy in real estate, man.
Yeah.
I'm under contract for three properties right now as we speak. So yeah, all that's going to that. So.
All right, man. You got to shoot your shot, man.
Shoot me a DM on Instagram at UnplugFit, and I'll mark you, and I'll save you so we can talk about that down the road, okay?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I also have a VC fund and some private equity that I would love to show you guys. I have a portfolio and everything, and would love to do that.
Just, thank you.
Chris. All right.
Toronto.
All right. Okay, we got 318 on the line.
No, no, sorry. 202, Dano.
Oh, 212. Okay.
Yep. Dano.
I guess not. All right, back to the top of the list. Man, we got a lot of calls here. Yeah. Thank you guys for supporting, man. We won't be able to get to all of these, but we'll definitely try to get knock out a
318. 318.
Chunk out. 318. You on air?
Hey, what's up, guys? I was just gonna say that just a suggestion for the show that you all could have guys call in and give like their, I guess, worst simp stories that they've ever heard in their life. Just a suggestion.
Yeah,
the guy I knew in college. Go ahead. I didn't mean to cut you off. What was that?
No. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, like, a guy I knew in college, he pretty much carried a chick through all 4 years of college, same schedule and everything like that, and then asked her out senior year, and she pretty much denied him. And everybody else around him could see it, that she was just using him, but for whatever reason, he couldn't see it. But I don't know. It's just kind of an example of how you shouldn't let women friend zone you, because pretty much nothing good ever comes from it. But
yeah.
That's
yeah,
all.
Yeah.
Thanks
I mean,
for the call, though, man.
Yeah, no worries, man. Thank you for calling into the show. I mean, I've always said it that as a man, you don't really benefit from having a woman in the friend from a woman putting you in the friend zone, but she definitely benefits from having you in the friend zone. There's a reason why women prefer to hang out with guys over girls, bro. Like, no offense, but female friends are useless. Okay, let's continue on.
That's a good video idea, brother. So basically, saying we should do a segment where we have
like guys call in and talk about their sim stories.
Tales
for sure.
Only episodes with calls. That's pretty good.
For sure.
Pretty
and guys, take advantage of the fact that you have some lovely ladies here on the panel. You know, if you want to talk to them or whatever. Yeah. Okay, so we got 202 on the line.
Serrano, what's up, bro?
Yo, can y'all hear me?
Got you.
Yes, sir.
No questions. I just want to show the real love to Fresh and Fit. Y'all out here changing real lives, man. And the
Thank
story,
you,
the show earlier was Skippy. I mean, that was so serious. Like, I saved that and sent it, like, to a bunch of young kids that I know that's, like, going through that situation.
Yeah, thank you,
and
man.
And it's like, for people like me, I never had like, real problems with girls, but it's like, y'all guys explain a lot of shit that I already did, but I just never understood why I was doing it or, like, why it's happening. We got to protect Fresh and Fit, man.
Thank you, bro.
Everybody in chat, we got to make sure that we keep these guys going. We got to make sure that, you know, all the haters that come, tell them stay over there. We got their back, man. Shout out to y'all.
I appreciate it, man.
Hey,
I appreciate it.
The thing is, man, is that
I think people are starting to wake up now and realize, like, the haters aren't providing value like we are. You know what I'm saying? We don't have to talk about other people to get views and give you guys good content. We can literally just, like, ignore that shit and focus on giving you guys the best type of content when it comes to fitness, getting girls, getting in shape, becoming
money,
a better man in general.
Credit score.
You know, I posted a video earlier on, you know, high-fat versus high-carb diets and the difference between the two doesn't make a difference. And you know, with timestamp studies in that. So we're really focusing on putting out good quality content, and we don't really care. Here's the thing. Smart people talk about ideas. Stupid people talk about other people. That's the reality. Mm. You know what I'm saying? If they got to keep our name in their mouth to get views, that should already tell you what you need to know. We don't need to mention other content creators to get views, thank God.
Nice.
So thank you so much for that, bro. It means a lot. And all the support you guys are giving us, it's great. The best thing that I can ask you guys right now is like the goddamn video. Subscribe to the channel. Because a lot of you guys are watchers. So like the video.
Yeah. So
thank you, Threno. Appreciate
Threno,
it so
man.
Much, bro.
Big supporter. And Maz, if you want to call in, just in the chat, tell me your area code, and I'll call you up, all right? Maz.
All right. Cool. Okay, cool. We got 805 on the line. Remember, guys, take advantage. We got ladies in the chat or in the group. Go ahead.
Hey, what's up, Fresh? What's up, Fit?
Yo.
What's up, bro?
What's up, man? I just want to ask you guys if you guys had to give dating advice to – a daughter or a sister or a niece, what advice would you give?
That's a good one.
Yeah, so you want to go first or you want to go first?
Check
okay. So if I had a daughter, right, bro, first thing she needs to know is that every man wants to sleep with you. Now, how you handle that depends on you. That being said, what's your goal here? Is it to just, like, have a bunch of one-night stands? Is it to have fun, get lit, or to find a husband, right? And I would ask her, like, what do you really want? Once I know what she wants, okay, this is what happens when you go on this route versus that route. So I'll show her all the paths of reality and what guys really want. Because girls have an idea of what guys want, but they don't really know what guys want. When you find out what a guy really wants and you actually cater to him in that way, he may see you as an option to either keep long-term or for a period of time. That being said, to keep a man, sex is not keep a man. You need way more than just sex to keep a man. So
Yeah. That was a perfect answer. I don't even know how to go. Okay. What's the next
yeah, sure.
Super chat, Chris? Or?
Yep. Right here.
Oh, okay. 980. And then cue up any super chat that we might have missed.
Hello.
980, what's up?
What's up, man?
980 going once. 980 going twice.
That boy sleep.
he got kidnapped. All right, 443. 443, welcome.
Yo.
What's up, man? What's your question?
Holy shit, I didn't even know I was going to get on. Hey, what's up,
man? You're on, brother. You're on tonight. Hey, what's up, man?
Shit, I appreciate y'all podcast and all that, man.
Okay, what's up?
Question
for the ladies, or what's going on?
Yes, nigga.
Okay.
He was just happy to be on.
Also, guys, for those of you that want, because we did this before too, if you want to cut the line, super chat in the first three digits of your number, and maybe like the first digit, because there's some similar area codes here. So the area code, and then follow with the first number, and then Chris will skip to you. Because right now, I ain't gonna lie to you guys. What is this? 50?
We got a lot.
No, that looks like 50. 60, 60.
59.
59 callers on the line right now. So, so if you want to skip. Super chatted in with the area code and then the first digit. What's next, Chris?
Next yes, sir. Call.
That boy was starstruck.
All right, 512. We got Austin, Texas in the house. What's up, man?
Yeah,
babe.
Oh, Lord.
512.
Hey, can you hear me?
Got you.
What's yes, up? Sir.
Hey, what's going on? This is Brian Folsom from the Super Chats, man. Just saying.
Hey, Brian. What's up, man?
Oh, man, it's like a delay, man. I'm sorry. I hate this stuff, but it's all good. Hey, Fresh. So what's the deal with Super Smash Bros.? Are we throwing down or what?
Let's do it, bro. My Instagram is FreshPrinceCEO. Go follow me. Send me a DM. Bro, I put my friend code in my story every now and then. I played earlier today with Young D's and Martin. So if you want to play with me on Smash Brothers, send me a DM. Send your friend code. I'll add you or just add me. Let's play, bro. I'm down. Samus and Link and Ganondorf, I will destroy you, bro.
I got you, bro. We'll throw it down. You know what? I might even fly out to Miami. And we might just have to do face-to-face. And Bianca, okay. I know I see you over there. You dodge, duck, and dip, dive, and dodge. I see you, Bianca.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Fair enough. And then we got my man, Offstrike, 555555555. Okay.
Oh, really?
No, he's trolling, right?
Angel number.
That's not a real number. Offstrike, thank you for that. 4078. Okay, so we got Ninja. Let's see here.
All my ninjas in the chat.
Yeah, shout out to all the ninjas in the chat. Actually, some of you ninjas are in here right now because there's 3,000 plus of you guys in here watching us on YouTube, and we only got 2.1K likes. Guys, get us to 3,000 likes because I've noticed since we began the likes up during the live streams, the videos began pushing the algorithm more. Guys, help us get back up in the algorithm so that we can reach more men, help more guys out, and yeah, help you guys become better womanizers overall. Yeah. So
like the video is free.
Was that it? 408.6, right?
Well, that's you have for now, and then
706.
All right, 706.
Talk to me nice.
706, go ahead.
Yo, what up? What up? It's Quarantino the guy.
Yay! What up, man? Quarantino,
that's such a good name.
What's good, boys? Yeah, so I actually just left the club, man, and I had a question because I wanted to ask the ladies,
what's
man.
He's in Georgia, bro. He's in Georgia.
Yeah. Okay.
Y'all ain't going to know. All right, go ahead, bro.
Yeah. I'm in Georgia. But I, you know, I've seen a few shorties that I know, like acquaintances or whatever. They was out, you know, in the clubs or whatnot, and they got boyfriends and stuff. I want to know, like, what type of pressure do dudes be applying for y'all to just, like, you know you got a situation at the crib, but you're going out to the club and entertaining other dudes and all that type of stuff. So I want to know, like, what type of pressure y'all these dudes
applying. This is one for the ladies. Okay, we will start here. So, yeah. Quarantino, just so I make sure that we have it nice and concise for them. So what draws a woman to go to the club, right, when she has a guy at home? Is that the question? More or less?
Yep.
Okay. Fair enough.
All right, fam. Thanks.
No, hold on. Keep him on the line. Actually, one here. Yeah, go. Let's go ahead.
Well, I was going to say probably the same thing that guys do. Like, y'all to do that.
Well, we go out to fuck. I don't know if you're doing that.
But if you want to make my situation at home,
yes.
Y'all do the same thing.
Yes.
But I guess that's like what's in our mind.
So why would you go to a club when you got a guy at home?
Because first of all, I could just live my life, and maybe that guy, he's just
You know, honestly, you're honestly single until you're married.
Mm.
Okay.
Oh,
okay.
Shit.
I've never heard that.
Oh,
put a ring on
shit.
It.
That's a red flag. That's a red flag,
Miss
by the
Canada,
way.
Go ahead.
I kind of feel that what you just said there. Yeah, I don't know. Usually, like, when I go to the club, it's just because my girlfriends are going and I just want to go. It's not because I have any, like, ulterior motives. I'm just going to have fun.
When the BBC shows up.
No,
get
not even.
Molly.
Right. Cardi, can you tell us the reason?
What was the reason, Cardi?
Like she said, sometimes you just want to get dressed up with your girls and have fun. And literally
what was the reason?
Like, that's my reason for me. You know?
Okay.
How else the reason?
It's the girls for me.
Bianca, what about you?
Honestly, I don't know why you're in the club if you have a man at home.
Ooh.
It's all about respect for your man. And I don't think that being at a club is something that shows respect to your man. So I don't really know. If you want to hang out with your girls, you go to dinner. You go over their house. You chill with them. You don't go to a club. Mm-hmm. A club is for single people.
Okay. Oh, shit. No, oh, shit. Mm-hmm. Bomb drop.
All right, Chichi.
Nina, what about you?
Sometimes I just want to experience life a little bit.
And
like,
shake the booty.
And shake the booty. And dress up and be cute with my girlfriends. And, like, I haven't lived in Miami all my life. I've been here only 2 years now, and I can literally count with my fingers the amount of times that I've been out. So what am I supposed to do, die and never experience the Miami nightlife? Oh, my God.
No, you go out with your man.
Shake the booty in your
house.
He
doesn't like going out.
He doesn't like going out.
Okay.
Yeah.
Red, what about you?
Networking is part of my modeling career, and I like getting bought drinks.
Okay, all right.
It's real.
Yeah.
Okay.
What about you?
Well, personally, I mean, I like to go out just because I like looking good. Like, I don't know. Like when I was with my ex, he was the guy who would ask me why I would wear makeup. So. Mm. He was one of those guys.
If you just like looking good, why not get dressed and just stay home and look yourself in the mirror?
Look good for who? Your man's at home.
My man is not appreciative of the makeup that I put on my face.
Wow.
And he's out here. No, because it's a guy who's telling me, like, why are you putting on makeup? It's because I want to feel good. Like, why?
Okay.
First of all, energy is not
wow.
right off.
For
of
who?
Here go energy again. Okay, what about you?
I'm the same way. I go out. If my girls hit me up, like, hey, let's go.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
okay.
I don't like being confined.
Speak to the mic.
I don't like being confined at home. I like to be out in public.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I like to know what it's like to miss my man.
Okay.
So.
And I could respect you while I'm out.
Exactly.
So, Quarantino, I wanted you to just hear that from them. Basically, if we translate all that woman needs, it's simply this. I like to get attention and validation from
I
want you to hear it, bro. I mean, me and you know it, but, like, it's awesome to hear their first. Like, they all basically said the same thing in different ways. Oh, living life.
That's
oh,
right. Networking.
Except Bianca.
Except Bianca was the only one. But you guys heard that woman is in full fluent right there. But, yeah, man. Thank you for calling in, brother.
All right, me.
Yo, go.
Yeah, you already know, baby.
You're a real one, baby.
Quarantino's a guy.
Who do we got? 818 right here?
Yo, Saint, by the way.
Huh?
What's good, fam?
Yo, what up, man?
What's up, man?
DL Saint.
DLC in the house.
Oh, shit. Okay, what up, DL?
Coming down to Miami.
What up? Perfect. Yo. Yes. I just wanted to call in, man. You know I got love for y'all, man. Myron Fresh, Trey, Chris. Keep doing what y'all do, for real. And the Fresh and Fit Queens. Yo, if y'all at Fresh's party, I'm there. Y'all got a spot at the table for sure. I ain't tripping.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all family to me. That's just how it is. That's, y'all in the Queens, y'all know who y'all are. Everybody in the Queens. Everybody in the Fresh and Free Queens. And shout out to Mike. Where's Slow Jam? Shout out to Slow Jam.
Saturday, Komodo. My birthday party is going to be lit. Fresh and Free are hosting at Komodo. If you're one of the family, you could pull through. Girls are going to be there, whatever.
Girls,
but, yeah.
Send me a DM. I will coordinate and book you girls. So let's get it.
But not anybody, though. Some of you girls are definitely can't come.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Some of y'all are fucking crazy.
Nah.
All
but,
right.
Yo, Fred, give me a booth next to you, brother. You know how we do it.
Some girls like, nah, man. Like, anytime
this
I'm around, I'm
you girls
like, nah.
Through me, okay? Because I already know what girls can't come.
It's next Saturday, not this one. Tomorrow, right?
Yeah, next Saturday.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wait, when
yo,
your birthday?
Yo,
October 2nd.
Fresh, give me a booth next to you, brother.
No,
you're with us, bro. And yo, and one last thing, though, just when y'all make the L.A. move, you know, I spent 25 years in L.A. You know what I mean? So anything you need, just let me know. I mean, y'all already got mass plugs out there, but, you know, when you set it up, anything at all, just let me know. I got you.
Thank you, man.
That's
the
whole network.
Yeah,
for the people out there that are wondering, yes, me and Fresh are going to build a studio in Los Angeles.
Yep.
Oh. It's just that
what?
I don't like L.A., but we're going to do it. No, we ain't leaving Miami. Don't worry. I ain't leaving Florida.
What?
No fucking way I'm leaving Florida.
Yeah, Florida's home.
But we're going to build a studio out there. Real talk, because L.A. If you want to be involved in entertainment
whatsoever, you got to be in Los Angeles, bro.
L.A. is where people live. Miami is where people vacation. L.A. for networking.
Just so y'all know.
Yeah, go ahead.
Real quick L.A. story, just so y'all understand what they're talking about and they're telling you the truth. You could be sitting in a bar and have George Clooney sitting next to you, real talking, have it to me, and spend the rest of the night just kicking it with him. That's L.A. And Miami got a lot of good things going on, but I ain't got no Miami stories like that. So y'all have a good night. Keep it up. Keep it real. I'm going to see y'all next week.
Thank you.
You know, not for nothing, I just want to state, Miami is a business city, but it's just like, it's a business city to those who know how to work it. It's a lot of people get lost in the party. L.A., I heard it's a lot more about, like, business. People, even though the party's there, the party is all about networking, so high-key, that's, like, real shit. Like,
you been to L.A.?
I've never been, but I have heard from my coworkers and my, you know, acquaintances.
Okay.
Don't do that. I see you. Don't do that. Okay, don't try me like
all
that.
All right. Venom, 347.
Oh, Venom, 347.
I mean, it's unavoidable. You want to be in entertainment, you know, all the top YouTubers are all in L.A., you know what I'm saying? I can only think of, like, maybe a few big YouTubers here in Miami. Mm-hmm. They're all in Los Angeles, man. So we got to make that pilgrimage over to California. but we ain't leaving here, though. We'll just have a studio out there as well. Who do we got here?
Venom.
Hey, Eddie Brock, welcome to the show, man.
Hello, you hear me?
Yeah, we got you, bro.
Yes, sir.
Hey, man, what's going on, fella?
Yo, what up, man?
What's up, man?
Yo, what happened to Skippy? I thought he was going to be here, too, on the night show.
Nah, Skippy had a great show, but Skippy needs to sleep for his flight tomorrow. So, he's going to hold on.
All right. So, I do have a question, though, that I just thought of. So, how would y'all approach Paul Pierce?
For Paris?
Huh?
I had Paris.
Paul Paris, they're like, they're from the foreign country.
Uh-oh.
They come to
Paul Paris.
So you say, rich kids.
Basically, rich nigga nannies. Yeah, well, okay, so here's the question, though. Are you the one hiring her?
Nah. I met this girl on Tinder, right? And she was from a country in South America, and she's going to be coming up to New York in like a month or two. So I was wondering how to approach that.
Okay, so she's going to be an au pair in New York, and where's she from?
Argentina.
Okay, does she speak English?
Yep.
Did she come here on a visa?
Trying to get a visa.
Oh. Ooh, dubs. Ooh, why don't you just give her papers?
Hold on. So she's coming up to New York. If she's going to come, she's going to come with a visa. She has to. And she's going to be an au pair. She's going to work for a very wealthy family in the city?
Nah, it's...
Where?
We're from, like, Suffolk County, Long Island.
Okay. And this it's a family that's, I'm assuming, extremely wealthy, right?
Yeah, most likely.
Okay. How old is she?
She's 22.
And how old are you?
I'm 33.
Okay. And what do you do for a living without getting too descriptive?
I'm a software engineer.
Okay.
Nice.
So you're in the six-figure range, I'm assuming?
Okay.
Yeah, I'm like around 170K.
Okay. You know what? Let's make this interesting. Ladies, what do you guys think? We'll start We'll start here.
I need time to think. I can't really remember the question. I'm sorry.
He's got an au pair coming in from Argentina that's going to be – an au pair is basically a nanny for a wealthy family.
Okay.
That's really what it is, au pair. She's going to be staying in Suffolk County, which is a nice area in New York. It's actually their police officers are the highest paid in the country, if I'm not mistaken. Do you live in a city yourself?
Yeah, I live in Queens.
All right, he's in Queens. She's going to be in Long Island, a.k.a. Strong Island. He wants to see how he can approach her. You matched with her on Tinder, right?
Yep.
My nigga, how'd you even find her on Argentina? Oh, did she put her location in New York? Or did you put the location Argentina? Don't lie.
I was
going to say. Nah, so she used a travel passport, and she said she was going to be in New York. But that was like 2 years ago. But now she's actually going to come in after COVID and shit. So.
Okay.
The troll right. is real.
So, ladies, how would you approach this?
So they've been talking this
we'll
whole
start
time?
Here. I won't trust that, bro.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's the first question.
Okay, question number one. How have you ever met her in person?
No.
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 Have you ever, yo, bro.
We'll go last first. We'll go last. I want to hear what the ladies got to say.
No, because I already know what this is.
Oh, you already know what it is?
I'm confused.
Bro, have you ever FaceTime her? Ever?
Oh, for one, I don't have an iPhone, so no. No, but we do.
Don't approach her.
I'm saying, but have y'all been messaging back and forth?
Yeah, occasionally.
So they've been messaging back and forth.
Occasionally.
Oh, but there's
God. But you haven't sent her any money, right?
I am ready to tell you.
I don't send money. I'm not sending any money.
And she
don't waste your time.
Is patient.
Yeah,
she has an ex.
Bro, she needs a green card, bro.
Don't,
she's on a Juan, Tariq, Charlie. Anyhow,
All right.
One at a time.
Please.
Go ahead, and then we'll work our way across so everybody can get a coherent thought out. Go ahead. Do you have something?
No, I'm just saying, have you, besides the
sometimes
conversation.
Sometimes they say, they're all talking. And then I'm like, all right, one at a time. Oh, I don't know what to say.
We got questions,
sir. Because we all have the same
besides
thing.
Besides the little conversation y'all have had, y'all haven't really talked about anything serious.
Yo, Eddie, you there?
Wait,
Eddie Brock?
I'm here.
Has the conversation gotten more in-depth, like, besides the friendship level?
Do you know her family? Where she's
exactly.
What do you mean?
Do you know more than just her name? Like,
nah, I know where she's from. I know she told me like her past experience about shit, stuff like that.
How long have you been talking to her?
How
dog?
Many siblings does she got?
Brother,
hold up.
What is your question?
Hold up, y'all.
Okay.
How long have you been talking to Shorty dog?
Damn.
About 2 years, on and off.
And you and have you ever FaceTimed her?
He said no.
You said no.
So the question is, bro.
No. Wait, hold up. Time out. So no, but we are on IG and shit. So I do see her. And stories and stuff like that. So she's not fake or anything like that.
Okay, are you trying to smash her or trying to wipe her up?
Yeah, that's the next question.
Oh, definitely trying to smash, but
ladies, any smashy girl coming into New York is going to be in this area that may want a green card.
Use your accent. With all due respect.
Yeah.
My God.
Yeah.
All
to
be nice. Shorty love.
One at a time.
Go ahead.
With all due respect and all types of love, it's like, how are you going to try to, like, fuck around with a girl who you've been talking to for 2 years, you haven't FaceTimed, you haven't like had any type of communication. Like, it's more of a sense of your own safety. You're like trying yourself low key because you're hoping for something with something that's an illusion. She's giving you illusion, she or he, you don't know. She's giving you a whole illusion. And I mean, I'm not trying to tell you she's a whole catfish, but I'm just trying to tell you, be careful.
He says she's on IG.
I understand catfish is like, I'm pretending to be this one person, but a catfish could also be somebody who's like, I am this one person, but I'm going to just play with you a little bit to see how far I can go, how you can help me be and get to where I got to get. It's like, it's
okay.
No shots fired. It's just me trying to like help you out. You need to be careful with shorties who are trying to get their papers because
Red?
You're really just trying to get the papers.
Red?
I have about maybe 35, 40 other guys who are in the same position as you in my inbox. And sorry, but she's kind of using you.
Yeah,
so don't waste your energy.
Man. Nina.
Ben,
hold on. What'd you got to say? Yeah. You were going to say something, and then I'm going to turn it to Nina.
Oh, I was like, so how will she be using me? Because I'm not supplying the visa or anything. She's getting all that shit on her own, and she wants to come right down.
Okay, Nina, go ahead.
The girl is from Argentina. Argentina is not a poor country, third world, like, let's say, Dominican Republic or, like, any other, I don't know, Colombia.
And before people talk shit, she's from the DR. She's born there.
Yeah. I'm from DR.
Yeah.
Also, if she's going to be a nanny for a wealthy family, that means most likely coming, if, especially because it's from Latin America, I guarantee you that family is some rich politician, meaning that she has connections. Mm-hmm. If she wants to live in the States, she has the connection to get a visa, to get a work visa, to get a green card, to get a permit, whatever. So I don't think that's the case. And if you want to impress her, if it's her first time in New York, I would say take her to Central Park, take her to the Empire State Building, show her around, show her maybe like your favorite food, and I think you guys can have a good time.
Okay, another perspective. Bianca?
But take her to places that like is New York, but you wouldn't normally get that experience out there, you know, like somewhere different, special, I guess.
Okay.
I love this hopeful energy.
Cardi, yeah. This is your city.
I mean,
this is your city.
Go
ahead, Barty.
So much you could do with that, you know. It's going to be your first time meeting her, and you guys have been talking for 2 years. I'm not going to tell you to cancel that. Definitely pursue it. Get to know her more. See if what she is on behind the app, you know, what she is in person. And if it grows, it grows, you know. But take it slow, bro, because you never know. Because she's from another country. She might be genuinely looking for love with you or trying to build, or she might be trying to have some fun. You don't know where her head is at exactly unless you've met those terms with one another. In terms of what to do, play safe. Yeah, there's a ton of stuff you could do in New York to make a girl have a good time. Take it to a Skyline bar or something. She'll enjoy that.
Madam,
okay. She's not familiar with New York. Come on, bro. Take it to Times Square, you know? Like a nice walk in Times Square is dope. You know, especially coming from Argentina, you don't see all that city lights and stuff like that. So if you didn't even want to break bread like that, like there's so much fun shit you could do for free in New York. Like, for real.
Yo, I ain't gonna lie. Someone in the chat roasting you, Venom. He said, Juan W, $2 goes, Myronie found her on OK Stupid.
OK Stupid.
What about you, Miss Canada?
Personally, I think it's very sus that, like, they haven't talked at all or they haven't FaceTimed or video chatted or anything like that.
Yeah.
I think that, like, why wouldn't that be the case? So I would do that first. Before you decide that you want to like bring her to New York and do,
well, she's coming on her own.
They're on her own.
She's coming on her own.
If she's coming on her own. That's fine. But like, yeah. I think that they should definitely like FaceTime or do some sort of video chat before like they even meet.
Sure.
Why have you been talking for 2 years and you haven't even like heard your voice or anything like that?
It's on or
that's
off, guys.
Weird.
But go ahead. What about you? What's your take?
First, I mean, I know you don't have an iPhone, but you know WhatsApp. They can video on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
So if she's on
like
there.
Facebook
then.
Even.
I don't know if
actually Android can FaceTime with us now.
Yeah.
You know, honestly, it sounds like
a
hate.
Million different like ways to do it. Why haven't you done it?
Eddie Brock,
years?
Bro, I'm gonna say this, man. Yeah, you gotta do a FaceTime call before anything, bro. She's coming to the United States, so it's time to get her on the camera and see make sure she is who she is. I'm surprised you waited this long. You
bro,
gotta get her on camera.
Bro, real talk, this is not even that serious, bro. This is not even that serious. This is so simple, bro. All you gotta do is WhatsApp video chat her, bro. Yo, I wanna talk to you a little bit before you come. I wanna see you. Talk a little bit.
Yeah.
15-minute phone call, video chat is done. Hey,
and make her come to you. Don't go to Long Island.
Hold on.
Do not do that.
Hold on. Hit me up.
Dude.
When you land and you're free, I'm going to take you out. We're going to have a good ass time. That's it. You don't got to do all shebang back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
No. Video chat call. Hey, when you land, let me know. I'm going to take you out. It's going to be a good ass time. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
This whole like, oh, what should I do? That's all you got to do, bro. That's
it's
it.
It's like there's been one too many situations
bro,
with catfish.
You need an iPhone, nigga. I don't know if you know what the Android is.
Yeah.
Look,
yeah.
I'm in tech. You're in tech, bro. I get it, bro. I hated it, too. I'm telling you, bro, this thing is convenient as hell. I'm telling you.
Yeah, yeah, dude. Whatever you do, don't make her come to you. That's another big thing I'm going to say. Do not go to fucking Long Island like a...
Stupid.
Yeah, don't be a dummy. You make her come to Queens, bro, because there's a bunch of cool spots in Queens, too. Take that bitch to Astoria. We'll see you later. All right. Okay. Who do we got next?
We got some super chat here.
Oh yeah, let's do the super chats. Venom, thank you for calling in, bro. Okay. What do we got here? Okay, we got Morel Farrell. The boys love Myron and Fresh more than the ladies. LOL. The bromance is real. Much love to the chat community. Thank y'all, man.
That's so nice.
Charles MB 831. Hey, I left 70K drive to attend college, and the reason I left is because the car industry is a dirty business and did not settle very well with my moral / opinion.
Good for you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Chris Delgado, y'all raise my morale every night when driving my truck. Thanks for bringing Griffey on the panel. I haven't laughed so hard in so long. Shout out to y'all. Pineapple, the Romeo Santos treatment all the way. Okay.
Hey, there
Romeo.
You go.
Romeo Santos.
Is that what it is? Romeo Santos?
Yeah. Romeo.
Okay. Bougie, $20. Never, ever deal with a crazy person.
Back.
Okay.
Don't do it.
Are we doing IG Smasher Pass? If so, Joss X Rose, any tips or critiques? Please and thank you. Welcome to LA. LA is the shit. You know what?
Let's do it.
Let's pull up his Instagram. Y'all ready to critique
Rose.
It?
Yes.
So smash okay. or pass his profile.
Yeah, we're going to smash or pass his profile. Yeah, this is Friday is a supporter night. So me and my boy Frank Hassel finna show up and dominate y'all. Be ready. Okay, Justin. He called in and got interrogated about his question. LOL. Well, no, bro. We have to get more facts. You know what I'm saying? To give the best advice. $20. Oscar Rodriguez. Myron, when you told Skippy the truth, it reminded me of my dad. I could tell you genuinely care about helping him out. Haters will try and label you a bully, but regardless, you told him what he needed to hear. FNF for life. Absolutely, bro. I didn't just sit there and take notes for no reason to, like, bash him. Fuck. Myron, he found her. Okay, stupid. That's hilarious, man. Don't worry, guys. Venom got it, bro. He knows what he's doing now.
Yeah.
Just don't invest too much into her, bro. You've already kind of fucked up by talking to her for 2 years on and off.
Yeah.
So get on that FaceTime
yeah.
call and make that bitch come to you in Queens,
that's
man.
A waste
it ain't
time.
That serious, bro.
Okay, what's Chris?
Yeah, so
let's pull up that Instagram real quick.
Yep. And then let's do it one chat.
Okay, we'll take this phone call from 631. Then we're going to go on that Instagram. Is it 631?
Yep.
Yep. Yo, 631.
What's up, guys? How y'all doing, man?
Uncle Luke?
Yo, I just wanted to say, man. Yeah, Uncle Luke, baby. How y'all doing, man? I just wanted to say that you guys remind me a lot of myself when I was younger. I wish that I had the resources to do what you guys are doing right now. But I do appreciate the work that you're doing. Fresh, thank you for that advice with the Columbia thing, man. Got me a nice shorty in Columbia.
Hey,
we kicking off real good right now. We, you know what I'm saying? No more dating in the U.S. I'm done with that. Done,
no stress,
son.
Brother.
But
you can do whatever.
No stress, man.
Live life as an expat, if you want
to.
Go to Columbia, bro. I'm telling you. Sweet.
I wanted to say that one day I got to come down to Miami, just check y'all out, man, just to chill. And ain't got to be on the podcast or nothing. I just want to say what up.
All right. Cool, man. Thank you for the support. Cool.
No problem.
Okay, guys. So this is what we're going to do. Real quick, we're going to pull up this Instagram, but I'm going to have to stop the show. I didn't want to do this. I'm looking right now. There's 3,000 plus you guys watching us. 3,366 to be exact on YouTube. Guys, I need at least 3,000 likes. We're at 2.4. Okay, guys, if you guys want us to critique this Instagram, we need 3,000 likes. So in the meantime,
get your popcorn ready.
This video right now.
Coke.
Yeah.
Your water.
We're not going to – we're just going to either –
Coke.
You know what? No, hold on.
Like
y'all are going to suffer like we just did too.
We're going to sing?
You guys are going to sing before the show. Yes, sing. Before the show.
Sing.
While I was setting up the camera.
We were singing.
The girls were singing all 2,000 songs.
Uh-huh.
So you know what?
I'm going to make y'all suffer just like I did. Why you waste the game? What's this all about? What? And I can't.
Y'all just gonna act like you.
I don't know this one. No, I don't know this one.
I
never knew what I was missing, but I knew when we start kissing, I found. Never knew what.
Can you watch the video, please?
I found you.
Yes!
Like now you're gone, what am I going to do?
3K likes, guys.
So
are we at
3K?
Wait.
Y'all are going to keep suffering.
Can we pick a different
song? Are we?
I,
somebody
I,
says
I,
a name.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh. There's a pain.
2.7. Yo,
you
hurry up.
Yeah, we need 300 more.
Hurry up, man. Hurry up, bro.
I start to stutter when I speak. I start to plan when my knees go weak. What's happening to me? Oh my God, can you tell me what it means? I lay my head on my pillow.
this guy.
Got me staring out the window. We're gonna stop on time. What's the reason why? You're always on my mind. When you come around, I get shy. And I want to see you. When I see you. Let me know when you might walk by. Oh my God. I'm gonna be right on time when I see you.
There's only two types of people in the world. The one that can handle
your hair and the one that
y'all are gonna keep going.
And I hope that you get prepared. The one that can hang with me. And the ones that are scared, what? There's something.
You know what? I think what they'll really like is some Beyonce.
Oh.
That's boy. What like. Think some Beyonce.
Hey,
like.
Oh. Hello.
Oh. Killing me softly. And I feel falling.
No, no, no. Let's stop. Let's sing them such a song.
Remember those walls I built.
Oh.
Baby, they're tumbling down. They didn't even put up a fight. They didn't even make a sound. I found a way to let you in, but I never really had a doubt. Standing in the light of your halo, I got my angel now. It's like I've been awakened. Every rule I had to break it. It's the rules I'm taking. I ain't never gonna shut you out. Everywhere I'm looking now, I'm surrounded by your embrace. Maybe I can see the halo. You know you're my saving grace. Every day I need hope. You're sitting all over your face.
Look at my face in the background.
I'm not.
I saw you yawning, girl.
Get it frustrated. Instagram right now.
Yes.
Sir, I'm going to let you know right now, we ain't going to hold back. So if it's trash, you're going to get roasted. So ladies, very simple. We're going to scroll through his Instagram. Don't say a word. Just like, yeah, those, because I don't want you guys to influence each other.
Okay.
And then I will give you guys the instructions after we go through it, okay? So here's Instagram. Can you enlarge on our side, please, Chris?
Yep. Let me turn up its call number, panel.
Okay. All right, cool. All right, so scroll up to the top real quick, Chris. So this is it, the Instagram. Okay, let's scroll down.
Go
Ladies,
ahead,
don't
baby.
Say anything. Just
and we're done.
Okay, we're done.
Okay,
go back
up
to the top.
It's
go.
The puppy for me.
You know what? Let's check his stories real fast.
No stories?
Oh, yeah, he
okay.
does. He does. Okay.
Okay.
Shh, no comments. Shh, shh, shh. Okay, next. Next.
Oh.
Next.
Okay.
Camaro, man. Camaro.
Next. Next.
Hey! Oh, hey!
Good stuff. But okay, but I will say, okay, hit X on that. All right, so ladies, this is what we're going to do. I want you guys to close your eyes. All right, close your eyes. And I'm going to have you guys either throw up one finger or two fingers. One is smash, two is pass. Okay, one finger is smash, two is pass. Hold on, not yet. I'm going to count to three. I'm going to count to three, and then you're going to give us your thing, okay?
Okay.
Are you guys ready?
All right.
Close the eyes, because I don't want y'all to see each other's opinions, because, okay?
What? I didn't hear what you said. One is what?
One is smash.
Smash.
Stupid.
Okay. One is smash. Two is pass. I'm going to count to three. One or two fingers.
Okay.
One finger is smash. Two fingers, pass. One.
Two.
Three. Throw them up, ladies. Throw them up. Okay, we got one smash and the rest are passes. Okay.
It's all love, bro.
So
it's
let's
all
start
love.
With the one smash. We're going to start with the one smash over here on my left. Why would you smash him?
Okay, these pictures down here, you know, the arms and everything, they look amazing. I'm going to assume you have an accent, and I enjoy accents. And then the fact that you wear a uniform is very attractive. I think we just – can I see your hair, though, honestly?
Mm. Mm. Mm.
It's getting very – look, we have a conversation because there's something out. You know, you can slur. I don't know.
Okay.
You're handsome, though.
Okay. Now, Ms. Canner, why'd you say pass?
Not in BBC.
Stop it.
That
but,
part.
Yeah. Basically.
Okay, she's a Knight Rider. Shout out to David Hasselhoff. Cody, why do you give him the...
It's a pass for me, but, like, I would definitely put you down with a homegirl. Like, you look like a good dude, you
mm-hmm.
know? You, it just wasn't for me.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Bianca, why pass? Be raw, ladies. Be raw.
Just not my type.
You want to talk into the mic?
Oh.
Hello.
Yeah, there you go. So we can hear you.
He's just not my type.
Okay.
But he is very good looking. You have your shit together. You're, like, in the military, so we all know you're going to be taken care of for life. And, yeah.
Okay.
You're good. You're
Nina.
Good to go.
No, he's a player, and he's definitely taking...
Oh, no. Hey, no, let her give her opinion.
He's definitely taking y'all's advice. Man in uniform, has nice cars,
dog.
And a dog.
My nigga.
Okay.
He's a player. He gets
Smart.
It.
All
Your
right.
body count is probably 198.
Red?
I want to play a player
like
no more.
I
don't like his haircut under that hat, but he looks pretty good in the hat.
Okay.
For sure.
He looks like a guy who knows he looks good. Hence what Shorty was saying, which is like, you know, the whole, I got a car if y'all need a ride. I got a dog if y'all need emotional support, and I got a house if y'all need a home.
Oh, remember, ladies, this is a smash or pass, not
me
analyze the fuck out this dude.
You're right.
Damn.
You're right. It's a pass for me, mainly because, you know, I like my BBCs.
Okay. All right. You could have just said that. What about you?
It's a pass.
Why is it a pass for you?
Only because
it was me.
Love. I have no issue against height, but I love my black king. No offense.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm 6 feet tall. So
yeah.
Baby,
okay.
You got to ride this train.
Yeah. Okay. Fair enough. All right. So let's go back to the super chat and then the phone lines. We'll go here a little bit longer. Guys, thank you so much, by the way, for, you know, interacting with the show, liking the video,
yeah,
subscribing and everything else like that. Get a shout
out to
400,000. Thank you guys.
Fresh Fit fan, man.
Yeah, man. We'll do this.
We are
Fridays are going to be for y'all.
We are 2K away from 400K, guys. If you can, sub to the channel, share with your friends. Last episode with Skippy was a really good episode. Share with all your friends, man. Shout out to Skippy, man.
Yeah. And also for the guys in the chat that are wondering, the truth is, man, is that most African American women prefer black guys, bro. I'm just gonna be a 1,000 with y'all.
Actually, I would say nowadays a lot of races prefer black guys.
Yeah, but a black woman is overwhelmingly black dudes.
I know
overwhelmingly.
Some black girls that only date like white men.
Yeah, but
that's
men.
A very small minority.
I'm not gonna lie. But I'm saying there are a handful of them out there who definitely do the opposite.
Yeah, but
McCarty, remember we talk about
the majority.
The statistics and the mass majority, but they're out there.
White boys
just
still
like
get
Skippy
love.
Was,
yeah, those
here.
Are the exceptions. So. White boys still get love. We love a Charlie.
Well, no. White guys, at least from
Ben.
The studies, are the most desired race to females. They're the most attractive. But what I'm saying is that with black women, they overwhelmingly prefer black men. Like, if you take 10 black women, like, nine of them are going to say,
yeah.
I prefer black men.
Yeah.
You know
at
what I don't like about white
that
guys?
You're trying to put up.
Well,
we love a Brad Pitt.
Mm.
Okay.
Sorry,
we're
going to
say
714?
Yeah. You know what
next
I don't
like? 714?
Next.
Okay, and then wait, there was one other. Canada, you have some? I heard something about black dudes. I don't know.
No.
Oh, okay, never mind.
My bad. Gotcha. BBC.
Okay. You got 714 in the house? All right, 714. Let's get 714 on.
I'm here.
Yeah, what's up, man?
Hi. I honestly didn't realize that I would actually be on. You know, you guys said to shoot your shot, so I figured with Miss Bianca, I hear you're a nurse, so I figured a nurse doctor combo might be a good idea. I'll be in Hawaii for 2022, so if you're interested, let me know.
Wait, hold on,
so
James,
doing a mission trip out there.
How much money you make per year?
Right now, it is somewhere around 150 to 200K.
Ooh,
okay.
And he's a doctor too. He's a doc. What kind, are you a general practitioner? Are you a surgeon? What are you in a specific?
I am a family practitioner, so I guess that kind of equates to a general practitioner. But I basically take care of everything from conception to death, and I don't do before and I don't do after.
All right, you're a primary care doctor, which is extremely important to society.
Yeah. Someone said that's Skippy, brother.
are you on Instagram?
Unfortunately, I am not. I'm trying to eventually build that up, but I have not been very much into social media just because of, you know, paying attention to trying to build my skills.
Shoot her a DM and then go from there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a lot of doctors that I know, especially in Miami, they have people run their Instagrams for them and Tinder as well because they don't have time to deal with the social media.
Yeah.
But that being said, though, if you're a doctor with social media, it's different because there's not many of them actually are on social media.
Yeah, you can definitely use that to demonstrate higher value, my friend.
Yep.
Be proud of your career. Be proud of what you've accomplished. Medical school is not easy.
Definitely.
Thank you. I will probably be hitting you two up for helping me to build the Instagram page.
Yeah,
we need to relaunch
our Instagram course, bro. Cause I feel like a lot of guys
DMs on demand.
Yeah,
we've had it. We haven't put it out in a while.
Yeah.
No, wait. No, it's a scam course, bro. We don't help anybody with this.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
It doesn't work. It doesn't work. Yeah. never mind.
No. Let us know, bro. Hit us up on the side. We might be able to get you in to it on the side. It's closed right now, but just hit me up on Unplugged Fit or Fresh Prince CEO on Instagram. Cause yeah, you're gonna need it, bro. All right. Cool. Who's up next?
Let's see. In 1 second. All right,
thanks,
Skippy
James.
Brother.
Thanks, James.
Oh, James, sorry. Skippy's brother is funny.
Nigga is roasted. The 111 again. All right, let's give him another shot.
Come on, 111.
All right, nigga.
That's fun.
Make me proud.
That's fun, troll though.
111.
Hello.
You on there?
Hello.
What's up?
Cool.
What's up?
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah. What's up?
Fine.
Five.
Thank you for calling.
Four.
What's up?
Three.
Two.
One.
One.
All right. Sorry, 646. Calling again. 646. 717.
717. Welcome to Fresh Air Podcast.
You.
You sound like a problem.
Yo, I'm going to be honest with you guys. Listen, three things. One, much love the Fresh and Fit. Number two, what you guys did for Skippy is amazing. That you guys are changing the game. And three, I want to see if I can get a tee-hee-hee from Bianca. I have a joke. I think it's pretty good. I want to see if I can make
So you want to tell the joke and see if she laughs?
Yeah, let me see if I can get a tee-hee-hee.
Go ahead.
Okay, all right. What do you call a fish with no eyes?
I don't know what.
He's laughing.
Is he laughing?
Okay, no, but FSH, the fish with no eyes, right? You take the out, it's just, it's not fish anymore. You know what I'm saying? It's there we go.
Good job.
Yeah.
That was probably the worst joke I've ever heard.
I get it. What is it?
It's, okay, fish.
Without the
eye.
Without the
eye.
It's not funny. It's not funny.
You gotta see he.
You gotta see he.
You gotta see he. You did it, bro.
All right, guys. Much love. Love you guys.
Good job, sir.
Okay. You got what he wanted.
If anyone else wants to do some stand-up comedy with Bianca, go ahead and super chat that in.
All right, 352.
352. Welcome to the Fresh Fit Podcast.
Hey, can you hear me?
Yes,
yes
got
sir.
You,
can you guys? Hi, I have three things. One, I want to say something about Skippy, and then two things for Nina. Can I go ahead?
Sure.
Yes, absolutely.
All right, for Skippy, I wish he was born in a third world country and he had to come to U.S. Listening to him was hard, but all the power to him. There are two things about Nina I want to say. Nina, are you listening?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, Nina's here.
She's like, yeah.
She can hear you.
So just one is a statement, and second is an offer. The statement is, I see in 3 years, she will be completely changed. Her Instagram will be changed. She will not be on OnlyFans. Her life will be completely changed in 3 years. And my question for Nina is, all the power to you and your guy, but if in future you guys, it didn't work out and you're single again, would you let me fly you out to New York and take you to a rooftop for sushi?
Wow.
Fly.
No, she's blushing.
You
she's
get,
blushing
yeah,
on air.
You gotta get food out.
She's blushing.
No, Nina, listen. Nina, listen.
No,
sorry.
Let him talk to her.
Nina.
She can talk back to him. Go ahead.
Yeah. Nina, I'm 33. I'm in cosmetic dermatology. I'm pretty well with everything. I'm just an immigrant. That's why I'm an accident. I had to work really hard. I was born in Redville. But I figured things out. I feel there's a change in you, and it's coming. But I want to take you out somewhere nice in New York when you're single, whenever it is. I don't want to step on someone else's toes. Your guy, I don't want to do that. But when you are, let me just fly you out here.
He's a good man.
Yeah.
How respectful.
Yeah. Very nice.
No, because someone else stepped on me in past, and I don't want to do to another guy. So yeah, I don't mingle in people's relationships. But when you're single, I would like you to fly here in New York. I'm in Queens, and I would love to take you out.
Where are you from originally? Where did you migrate?
Pakistan. I did med school in Pakistan. I came 8 years ago. I've been busting my ass for 8 years. I'm at a place where I can sit and eat and enjoy my life, talk to my sisters and my family. And I see this podcast. I don't need the podcast because I was born in Red Pill, but I love Mind Games because he is what my father was when I was young. That's why I watch him. I listen to him, and he increases my vocabulary. I use his words on dates these days, like congruent and all that. And it's amazing. So,
you
and
follow
on
me,
the
huh?
Channel,
you watch my story.
There are things about your profile. It's okay. I mean, I have my own opinions. I don't say those things. But either way, you come off very sweet when you talk and intelligent, right? And I don't go on a date with someone who can't talk because, you know what, I've been in Mexico for so long and doing my thing. So it kind of bothers me. The girl is sitting in front of me and looking at her food and taking pictures and not looking at me. And I hate people who do something and don't like it. You can strip. But tell me it requires a core work, you do exercise, I will be interested. But if you do something and you say, you know what, I just make money, I don't care, that's very unattractive. You look like someone who loves whatever she does. If you're shaking ass, you're working out. You're telling people, you know, you have to do it. So I like that kind of thing. I don't care what you do, just love what you do, right?
I need love.
All right, so real quick, hey, man.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm sure Nina appreciates the love. So I'll just say this, man. You said you're a dermatologist?
Cosmetic dermatology, yeah.
Okay, so you make fucking good money. So I'll tell you this, dude. Here's the thing. Nina might not be single, bro. There's plenty of attractive Dominican women in New York. Not to kill you, Nina. But
Hold on, hear me out.
Okay, you're going to go, since you like Dominican women, you're going to go to Washington Heights, my friend. Okay?
Harlem.
Or you're going to go up to Lawrence, Massachusetts. All right? And you're going to go up there and you're gonna spit some G-game over to those ladies, okay? Because Nina might not become single, bro. So you got to go and see other options, man. You got to talk to a lot of girls, you know, get more leads.
Absolutely. Can I tell you something? I know what you're saying. I wish your podcast was there 3 years ago. I was with a Dominican girl off my dream 3 years ago, but I did some beta things. If your podcast was there at that time, I wouldn't have lost her. I lost her because I did some bad things I shouldn't have done, right? And she is now a nurse, and I'm into nurses and all that, right? And she was Dominican, and she was everything, and I did things for her. And then I did some things which betas do. And then now I know what mistakes I did. So
yeah,
there's a lot of
mistakes that are made that come from a scarcity mindset, and I can see that you have a little bit of a scarcity mindset here. I want you to get out there and talk to more women. You're a successful guy. You're a high earner. You live in Queens. That's a flex in itself that you live in New York City. So, use that to your advantage, okay?
All right, man.
Thank you, man. Thank you. I appreciate what you're doing, and I just typed Fresh and Fit, and all these losers come up with 1,000 subscribers talking about you, and I laughed with the girl I met at the time. I'm like, look at these losers using my voice. I love you all.
It's
love
good,
you,
man. You know, we helped a lot of we helped launch a bunch of YouTube careers, man. But the problem is this: you can't build a platform on hate, and hate always comes from below. So thank you for the support. All right.
Absolutely. Fresh. Your vlogs are increasing in number, and your cars and your chains. I love that. You came from nothing. You're something now. I love it. All the power to you. Thank you, ladies.
Thanks, bro. Thank you for the love. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Come again.
You just made Nina's day. Okay. Let's. All right. So who's up next, Chris?
Yeah. Second.
Right. Yeah. You know when you go on a TV and you look for movies and you see someone from Bollywood. I don't know what you're talking. I just remember like Bollywood, but no, it's cool.
I'm used to. Okay, that's fine. All right, let's continue on. I knew right away he was from Pakistan.
Shout to him, though.
678. Shout out to all my Pakistanis out there.
Shout out to New York.
Go ahead. Who's up next?
Hey, how you guys doing?
What's up, man? How are you?
How's it going, man?
I want to tell you something. There's among such ladies, there's no such thing as a happy woman. There's a happy man and woman by his side.
What?
I thought
that's
happy
a troll.
Wife.
Okay,
happy.
So hold on. I'm gonna let the ladies respond to this one. Let's go one at a time. You seem outspoken about this, and then we'll go back to you. So go ahead.
That's a whole troll. I'm sorry, you. You know damn well you calling us triers like that. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. What's your take on it?
That's not accurate. Sir.
Not accurate?
I'm going to need you to,
Red?
Reevaluate. I am pretty much freaking 100% fucking happy.
Okay.
What was the question? I really didn't get it.
He basically said that there's no such thing as a happy woman. There's only a happy man with a woman by his side.
I'm...
Okay.
Yikes. Yikes.
Go ahead, Bianca.
Yeah, yikes.
Cardi?
Maybe for some. I'm not going to cap. You got some people who really need a man by their side, but
codependency. Not this one.
Exactly. You got to break those cycles of codependency.
Yeah.
That's Canada?
No, I'm good. I'm happy as fuck.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm happy. If you haven't, if you just feel like you're with girls who make you want.
There you go. Because I know you want to look at the TV and talk, so there you go.
Happy with you. Speak for yourself, but other girls are happy, okay?
Yeah.
Well, you don't understand. Well, the reason I say that is because I'm saying that only a man defines a woman's value. You know what I'm saying?
Huh? So you must have no value.
A woman does not define a man's value.
I think he means the other way around.
A man defines the woman's value. Negative. Personally, I feel like everybody's independent. Everybody has the right to their own type of value. If I
bring myself down just to reach your level, then that's just me diminishing myself as
he's, he's speaking about something I've mentioned before, where there's no such thing as a high-value woman without a cosign from a high-value man. That's
he sounds strong.
Okay.
Negative.
Yeah.
You put it,
I was going to say, man, are you on the Henny, bro?
Yeah.
He does.
Anything
does.
Could happen?
For sure, for sure.
Are you eating peanut
like
butter?
Cheers.
Yeah. Are you eating peanut butter, bro?
Cheers.
Yeah, he's either lit or he's
it's
not.
Friday.
Not.
Friday. Empty cup.
Yep.
Go ahead.
Friday.
Anything can happen.
Peanut butter, bro?
Anything.
Thanks for calling, bro. I see his point, but he just didn't.
He didn't articulate it well.
Can you explain
it? He's bent off the liquor. All right, we got nine. What do we? Which one, Chris? You tell me.
Here.
Okay, 951. You in the house?
It was good. Fresh and fit.
Yo, what up?
Yo, Aaron TV. What's up?
Yo, Aaron.
It's lit. Hey, what's good, y'all? It's Heartless World, man. I just wanted to ask Shoddy D, why is she not answering my DM? I'm trying to produce her next single. We about to go crazy.
What was the reason?
I got a girl. I got a kid. I'm just trying to get a single. Let's go.
When I have my
hand
on your neck, and you say you was going to give me the life insurance. Like that.
Nah, hey, man, what's your user out of curiosity?
What's my what?
What's your username?
What's your Instagram?
Heartless World with two D's. I'm an upcoming producer. I'm going crazy right now, and I'm trying to produce your next single. You know what I'm saying?
Ooh.
We're going crazy. I'm in Cali.
I'm going to need you to do one thing for me.
Keep it professional.
Fine. Keep it professional, of course.
No, 100%.
Hey,
I got a kid. I got a wife at home. I'm a young man. I'm a high value man. Shout out to Fresh and Fit because they've been, inspiring a young nigga to, get his shit together. I got my own place in fucking Lake Forest, California. So it's all business, man. I be sending beats out to all artists, I knew you was on the panel, so I had to call in. I'm going to send you some beats. Just send me your email. I'm going to send you the beats. I got a whole pack ready.
No, bro, on a scale of 1 to 10, how confident of you, of your production?
Girl's trying to hook you
up. Wait, what?
I just want to hear it. How confident are you of your production?
I'm 100. No, girl.
Girl, he called you. Hold up, hold up, nice. I want to hear him.
Hold up.
Hold up, let me hear that.
Hey.
Hold on.
That's me. That's me right there. Like,
pop up. Play that again.
Yo. Play it. She's going to spit a 16 right now.
There you go.
Go ahead, play it. Bro.
Okay. Let's get it.
Ready?
The bitch is fuck shit, all on my name. Thinking that this shit is really a thing. Bitch, are you dumb or you stupid and sweet? Sound of my voice, I'm protecting the pain. I got the book out, telling me to you. Bitch, I got dumb hard, I equal like to you. I'm about to super stand, do it like double. What? Bitch, got no fear. Say, count it up. Yeah, shorty D not playing fair. Don't cross that line if you did. Yeah, I'm busting shots in the air. That's a new buff for your system. My lyrics stop to be placed. Feeling away with the state. Get it right. Let me tell you. Shorty's selling out everything. Yeah, she been selling the vinyl.
I'm the truth, bro.
Like the video right now.
Right now. Just send me the email. I got 10.
Ain't nobody give you guys this kind of entertainment.
Well,
help you guys.
Get money
up. Fire
your mom.
Remember the Instagram.
Hey, Heartless World.
Everything.
Wait.
We got it all, baby.
Who's talking?
What's Instagram, bro?
Heartless, right? Heartless and then World, like Juice World, but, without the O. Heartless World, all right, 2D.
Real quick,
Heartless
send this
World,
over one 2D. More time. Just text her real quick. Be like, I'm that nigga. Okay. Be like, I am right, that. I am the one.
You'll notice my Instagram. My Instagram. I'm going crazy. I'm about to hit you right now.
I respect it. Thank you so much for even calling in and showing your production. Not a lot of people got balls like that.
I was fucking with your lyrics. I was fucking with your
comment
rap,
on your last
one.
I can't hear him.
I am that nigga one more time. I'm sorry.
I can't hear him. What you said, bro?
I said I was fucking with your raps when you came on Fresh and Fit. I've been watching Fresh and Fit like crazy, so I was fucking with the raps, so I slid in your DMs. I was like, I'm trying to send you some beats. I knew you was on the panel, so I had to come in, man. But shout out to Fresh and Fit because you guys keep a nigga motivated, and I'm making,
we,
you know, I'm making bands
you.
And shit. We about to run this shit up. You know,
hell,
I got
yeah.
the shit. You guys heard. You guys heard what I got. I got way more. You know what I'm saying?
All right, Mr. Hart, listen.
And I'm
my
own artist too, so we could collab too. You know, I do my rap shit too.
All right, man. Thank you for calling in. We're going to move on to the next caller.
All right, man.
Good night.
Thank you.
Like the video, guys.
Yes.
Like it up.
Thumbs yeah.
up.
All right, well, I got to go because the cops are coming.
All right, so we have Smash the Pad.
Okay.
Ross.
Ross, the owner. Okay, ladies, so just take a look here real quick. You got 48 posts. You can start going down. Once again, ladies, one for Smash, two for Pass. Yeah. So.
All right. Let's scroll down real quick on this one. All right.
And this will be the last one here.
Last one. Okay. All right. Don't say anything. Don't say anything, ladies.
Why do you look like Cleo?
Wait.
Hey, come on, Chris.
Can
Chris,
we open
come
up
on.
A picture of him?
Yeah, I mean, like, yeah.
They
go, who are you?
Guys. Just okay.
Him?
Yeah, that's definitely him.
Okay.
Okay, so I need you guys. All right, close your eyes. I don't want you guys to see each other's pics. All right, close your eyes. On three, I need you guys to throw up one finger for Smash, two fingers for Pass. Okay? One, two, three. Throw them up. Okay, that is a universal Pass. Okay, we'll start here.
No.
Oh, you had a Smash?
I had a Smash.
Oh, sorry. My bad. Okay.
I will gladly.
Okay, we'll start here with you. Why did you – actually, no. You got to start because you said smash. Why would you smash him?
I have a thing for long hair.
Okay.
So I like pulling. So, you know,
you like
give me something to grip. Yeah.
You like pulling his hair?
I like getting – I like – it's like a mutual thing. But,
I mean,
okay. You know.
Can you pull on his – oh,
I mean, look. Anyways.
All right. Who's – okay, so we'll start here. Why did you say pass?
Only reason why I say pass is just because it seems like you're more into memes than anything else.
No.
I'm just being honest. It seems like you're just so focused on memes. And granted, you're a great-looking dude. I'm pretty sure you're probably a great person in general, but just not for me. You know what I mean? I there's not much to look at. I see, what, two or three photos of you? I mean, granted, you know, you're pouring whatever you're pouring in that bottle. I mean, your cup looks exciting. Woo! But not for me. pass. Just.
Why?
Oh.
Give one constructive critique or two.
It's like, for one, like she said, none of his pictures are even there. And the pictures that are there, like, I only see the angle of your face. I don't see your whole face. Like, I'm only saying what you want me to see, not. It's like, I get it, but, like, still, how are you going to ask us smash or pass if you're not even giving us valid options to look at, you know? The hair's nice, though. Props to you. Go ahead, curls.
Yeah.
Okay.
Curls, get the curls.
All right.
Yeah, nah. Cool.
Guys, I'm for the streets because I like pulling hair. And, Liz, I see you did a 180 switch. I remember when you were hyping me up at the beginning.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is sexy.
All right. Okay. And then Nina?
It just looks like a troll fake account.
Fair enough. Mm-hmm. Bianca?
I said pass because you don't look like someone I would take seriously.
Okay.
But you don't got to take seriously.
Oh.
I wouldn't even fuck.
Okay. Cardi?
So theoretically, if you slid in my DMs and I clicked on your username and I opened your profile,
I unread it.
But luckily, your most recent post, you're showing your face a little more. I agree with that. But it just wasn't for me, my guy. Maybe your presentation should be a little more.
Yeah. Shout out to the highlight, by the way, at the hours.
Yeah.
Oh, another thing I forgot to mention is, guys, if you want to use your Instagram to get girls, I shouldn't be saying this, but I'm going to say it because I love you guys. Don't post clips of me shitting on girls on the podcast.
Yeah,
it's going to make you look bad, bro.
Don't do that.
I'm telling y'all that out of love. Like, even though I want you guys to promote the podcast, don't do it. If you're like, at least don't do it on your story when you're going to slide in some girls' DMs. Because they're going to see that. They're like, who is this asshole? You like him? Oh, my God. You're a misogynist. Like,
how dare you?
So, you know, people, ladies got to warm up to me, bro. Like, at first when they hear me, they're like, oh, this guy's an asshole. And then they got to, like, listen to me a little bit more. But, okay, I see the point. So if you're trying to slide in a girl's DMs, don't have a story with me, like, ranting about, you know, a high-value woman doesn't exist without a high-value man. You know what I'm saying? The girl's going to be in their feelings. So, yeah. Ms. Kenna?
Just not attracted.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah.
Well, he's black, though.
No, he's like a light skin.
Oh.
Yeah, he's a dark skin.
Dark lord.
Under the bed.
Miss Situation. Motherfucker.
Yeah, no, I definitely would pass. You're very skinny. And
oh, damn.
You know,
you hit the gym.
And then not even that, like you said, there's all memes. Like, we don't see you. Then you have photos on your actual page with a mask on. Maybe you should put that in your story or highlight or something so we could see your face.
Okay, mask off.
Yeah. But you're not really.
Future knew what he was talking about.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Yeah. Fair enough. Okay, so we're gonna
super chats and then two more phone calls.
Yeah, two more phone calls and super chats. Okay, so this is one right here, Suleiman Posley.
613.
Okay, and then anything else, Chris?
631.
Yeah. Okay, and then we got the Stoic Sigma Minimalist. Ironically, the baby blue chick that don't need a man may get a blessing out the phone that just happened. If he was your man, rethink your perspective.
I never said I didn't need a man.
She don't need a man to make her beat.
I'm gonna be
you
honest.
Just got a blessing in your DMs,
Cody. I did get a blessing tonight, mm-hmm. and I appreciate you, Mr. Heartless. But for real, for real, yeah, I never said that.
Weekend. All right, shout out to
okay. We got 631 on the line. 631.
Yo, what's going on? Can you
hear me? Yep.
So my question is for the young lady next to Fresh.
Okay.
She said that. Well, actually, it was a few of them. I forgot. It was her and some other girl. She said there was a lot of memes on his page, and she can't, like, see other stuff.
But oh, okay.
My,
that was
my question is, so my question is, like, what really matters when it comes to, like, an Instagram page? Like, because you didn't even take into consideration, like, what the memes were, what they were about, like, if he was thinking a certain way.
I'm going to answer it nice and
simply.
Right. I'm just going to answer it nice and simply for you. Women don't give a fuck about your memes. They don't care about what your political views are, none of that shit, okay? If you're going to try to build an Instagram for the purpose of attracting women, you need to demonstrate higher value on your Instagram and have good pictures. Professional photos are a must. Good pictures with a city skylines in the background, maybe a good backdrop, whatever it is. You know, you need to show... Like, women thirst trap with their bodies, men thirst trap with their lifestyle, okay? That's how you got to do it, bro.
That's
so the thing is that those pictures... Hold on, let me finish. The thing is, with the memes and everything else like that, it doesn't convey value, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, a woman's got to earn comedy from you. Does that make sense? Like, she's got to earn the jokes and all other stuff. When you put it on your page like that, it's just corny. So there needs to be a little bit more mystery there. So that's why memes and all other shit never works if you want to build attraction. Also... professional photos, man. It's amazing to me how so many guys put up shitty pictures of themselves, maybe flexing with a weird camera angle or using a selfie, whatever. You need to take professional photos. I always suggest guys take at least one professional photo wearing streetwear, maybe a leather jacket, you know, a timeless piece, and then also taking one in business attire, a shirt, tie, and a suit, full suit, clean shoes. That's going to convey a lot of attractive features about you because, you know, they've done polls on this where they've shown women a guy that's wearing regular clothes versus a man that's wearing a suit. The man that's wearing a suit by far destroys every other mm-hmm. photo type because women are universally attracted to a man that is successful, and a suit conveys that.
Sexy.
So that's what it is, bro. I just have to summarize it.
Yeah.
Hold on. Let me ask that as well. So memes, right? Think about this. You're not a meme page, bro. You're still here to see memes. Secondly, the only way memes actually help is when you're already talking to a girl and she's into you and you want to add to that spice with a funny meme.
Yep.
But those memes, bro, if she don't know you, bro, she shouldn't figure out who you are, bro.
Thank you.
That don't mean shit.
That's it.
So stop putting memes on your damn page, bro. You're not a meme page.
Yeah,
stop
bro.
You guys want to
know what happens when you fucking put up memes on your shit? Arrow circus!
Let me finish. So basically what you're saying, let me get this right. So I just got to set them up to get fucked, and that's it.
Yeah, you got to demonstrate right? higher value first, though, my friend.
Exactly.
And then you'd be worth it.
Exactly.
I put the wave, man. I got professional pictures on my page myself, so I understand as well. But I got also one more thing.
Your ratio is more memes than it is of you yourself. Your ratio.
I
can't get to know
you. I understood that when he said that. I understood that. One more thing. The shorty in the red next to Myra. Just curious, like, why she got extra quiet the whole show, like extra dead energy or. Knee resuscitation.
Some out.
Fuck no.
No, you know what? I feel like my energy is fine. What do you want from me? You want me to go up here and stand on the table for you?
Yeah. Can you?
No, not even. It's just like everybody else was like having fun and like laughing and shit. You was like the only one like dead part in the piece.
Are you playing so hard?
I'm just fucking around, to be honest, right? Having fun, enjoying the night, fresh and
so
fit, fucking best in the world. That's a norm.
I'm trying to get to you, sis.
That part.
You got a mat. Trying to be smooth.
Exactly.
Under your skin a little bit, you know.
You want to talk to me?
You got to do certain things on purpose.
Say that.
Shorty, I'm in a whole situation. All
right, caller.
Nah, feel it. All right.
What's your Instagram so you can shoot you a DM? From the meme page?
By all means. 4th and 6th, mm-hmm. By all means. The number 4, TH. A-N-D, the number 6, T-H. Pull it up on the screen. Fuck it.
You can be me, and I'll decide if you're worth hearing my voice and giving you that good energy you're looking for.
It ain't necessarily for me. It is for the people, you know what I mean? Like, I'm not the only one watching, so.
But you're the only one saying something.
Nah, that's my choice. Freedom of speech.
All right, great.
Keep it real case to tight. Next caller.
Yes,
thank you for calling in.
Love life.
That was a hard rejection.
I didn't mean to be that.
Guys, don't put memes on your page. I've never heard someone try to fight with us so much about having memes on their page.
Yes.
Okay, $10. Plot twist, that was Nina's actual man on the phone testing her.
Hashtag
get her on the poll. What?
It was a joke.
It was a troll.
No,
Nina said, "Oh shit, no, it's a troll." okay, $10. The Stoic Sigma Minimalist. We read that one already. $50. Little Ba. Not gonna lie, I enjoy hearing the ladies sing together.
Okay.
LOL. Shardy D got some rapid skills too. I love the variety of activities on Fresh Fit After Hours. It's nice to see the ladies come together and maybe become new friends with each other.
Yeah. You have no idea. All
right, so the fresh three more. What's up?
Oh, yeah, we got these two right here. Okay, let's knock it out. 206-8-4-206. he put it out there. 206-8-4-1. Let's see.
That angel number keeps calling. It's a lot of calls.
Who
is that, though?
206-8-4-1.
Yeah, 206-8-4-1. 206-8-4-1.
That 111 number needs to send a super chat.
Nah, he still hasn't, bro. He calls it like, yo, what up? He's like, what? I don't get it, bro. Like, why are you calling and not even say nothing, bro?
He just trying to help us manifest that 111, you know what I'm saying?
We're just trying to catch our attention.
I don't see the 206-841.
Yeah, I don't see it either. He might have dropped. Okay, and then we got 4066.
404.
Oh, it's 446?
Wait, right there?
404.
Yeah, 4046.
Nope. 4-4, let's see, 4-4.
It's time for the twerk related.
One
you guys got some good-ass eye vision.
Like, I know, right?
I'm over here like 4-7, 4-15.
I can't see nothing.
4-4.
4-4-6, right there.
Yeah. All right. 4-4-6.
Hello.
Yo, man. Welcome to the Fresh Fit Podcast.
Hey, Myron, you're great. I love you, man. No homo.
Thanks, man.
But I have three questions. I wrote them down. So
go ahead.
Should I be kissing? Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah, we got you.
Oh. Should I be kissing all these females like while I'm in college?
COVID, baby.
The answer is yes, you should.
All right. The next question is,
you ask the wrong person.
Do you recommend minimalism?
Hold on, ladies. Go ahead. What was the second one?
Do you recommend minimalism in college?
Absolutely, yes. Keep your spending definitely low when you're in college. Yes.
Honestly, minimalism is great. And like, it's
okay,
all...
and last question is, how many, like, females should I deal with at most? Like, just 3, 2, or...
How many? I think you're real. So as many girls as that you could deal with, I mean, exactly. deals with as many as you can that you need to get a rotation. Now, if we're going to talk about rotation, girls that you're consistently seeing and having sex with, I don't. I'd say 2 to 3 is really what you can mostly handle without losing your hair.
Yeah. Fuck around, catch HIV.
You feel me?
Okay. Thank you, Grandma.
Stay away from
that. Keep it real, keep it tight, and keep it protected.
That's it. Okay.
Yeah, wrap it up.
That's all. Cool. And then since that was a nice brief one, we'll take one more call. Oh, 407? Oh, okay.
Next caller.
407.
I love purple.
Right there?
No,
yeah, 732. Okay, 732. I hope you guys enjoyed this show tonight, man. Yo, guys, and also, guys, do us a quick favor. Subscribe to the goddamn YouTube channel, all right?
Yeah.
Subscribe to the channel. Before we take this last call, actually, you know what? Hold on. Before we take this last call, quick little announcement. FFSpiritBomb.com, guys, where you guys can go ahead, and there's only two things you guys need to do to get enrolled in to get this Rolex. $15,000. We're going to show it to you guys right now. Chris, can you pull up the website real fast?
Yep.
FFSpiritBomb.com, guys. All you got to do, subscribe to Fresh and Fit. Subscribe to Fresh and Fit Clips, our clip channel. Also, guys, do us a huge favor. Subscribe to the Fresh and Fit Clips channel, okay, where you guys get all the nice, you know, best parts of the show. You're going to go into this website. You're going to put your name, email, phone number. That's going to generate a nice special link for you. You're going to take that link, and you're going to share it with your friends. And then what's going to happen is we're going to get rewards for everyone that you refer to. Subscribe to the channel. Help us hit 1 million subscribers. We're giving you guys a lot of value. All we ask is to help us get that golden plaque. And we got a really special surprise for you guys when we hit 1 million subscribers that I cannot disclose right now. But I'm telling you guys, you want to get us to that 1 million. But anyway, here are the prizes. 5 referrals, shout out live on air. 10 referrals, personal thank you, video text. 25 referrals, FaceTime call with us. 250 referrals, stay over there t-shirt, which I'm wearing right now. And then on the back it says, here before 1 million. 100 referrals, AirPod Pro sweepstakes, and free entry to the 500K party that we're going to have when we hit 500,000. 500 referrals, enter to win a PlayStation 5. 1,000 referrals, free trip to Miami, meet me Fresh and Fit. We pay for it. Second prize, $1,000 cash prize and everything else. And then the first place is that Rolex. $15,000. The only thing is with the Rolex, guys, if you want it, you got to enroll into Identity IQ, our sponsor.
Yep.
But if you don't want to enroll in Identity IQ, totally fine. Go ahead. You'll be still eligible for all the other prizes. You don't have to enroll for Identity IQ. And, yeah, guys, easy. FSBearBomb.com. Subscribe to Fresh Fit. Subscribe to Fresh Fit Clips. And then should get your special URL. Share with your friends. Get rewards. All right?
Simple.
Cool. Very easy. All right. Go back to the show. If y'all really fuck with us, you'll do it for us. Thank you so much. And then we got 407 on the line. Oh, I was feeling a little blue today, so I'm trying to see if red is trying to make purple.
Yes.
Okay.
I love purple.
Okay. Yeah, and that's from Hidden.
Hit me up.
I think he means
actually.
No, call it theory.
Never mind.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh.
Okay, so.
I did not catch that.
I didn't
catch that. Blue and red make purple.
Yeah.
That nigga's smart.
Okay.
Very smart. All right.
407. Welcome to the show.
Yo, can y'all hear me?
Yep. Yes, sir.
I'm surprised it took a fucking while, but question for the ladies. What do y'all consider a poor form of communication?
Ooh.
A poor form.
Okay. A poor form of communication. All right, we'll start here, since you just had some communication.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a poor form of communication is really just... It's kind of like self-explanatory, like you're not communicating at all. If you're not going to be able to talk to the person that you're dealing with for the whole day or whatever, just kind of mention that so that way they're not trying to figure out why the hell they haven't heard from you all day. Like, it's just a simple, hey, it's going to be a busy day today. Might not hear from you for a little bit, okay? Or if you upset about something, then, like, you need to voice that. You don't need to be, you know, moping around like a crybaby. Like, just talk. Try to figure shit out.
All right.
I literally exactly the same thing what she said. Like, 100%.
Good to see you're creative.
And that's true, though. Like, if you can't, like, voice your opinion or if you can't, like, tell me, like, why you're upset or, like, why you don't have, like, why you can't tell me emotionally why you're upset or something like that, then, like, that's upsetting. Just communicate with me as to why, like, we're not, like,
Or it's upsetting that you can't tell me why you're upset, goddamn
it. It is, honestly. That's exactly what it is.
Okay. Cardi?
I got three basic components. So it's lack of consistency, lack of comprehension, and just lack of feedback. So essentially, you don't understand what I'm trying to tell you. You're not consistently trying to, you know, keep up the conversation between us when it's needed. Mm-hmm. And you just don't voice your opinion at all. So you come off nonchalant. And that, to me, is poor communication. Thank you.
Okay.
All right.
And 407, don't worry. You're still on the line. We just have to mute you because your phone's giving some feedback. Bianca, what's your take?
Wow. I have to agree with all everything that they've said. But
oh, you're
I'm also
well,
going to... Excuse me, sir. I wasn't done.
Okay, go ahead.
But I'm also going to add, like, anytime there's, like, a problem or a situation, those that tend to ignore or, like, pull back, that's another form for me of bad communication. You have to, like, solve it right there and then talk it out, you know.
Okay.
Nina.
Why do you say it like that?
Good communication is being straightforward with what you want out of that person, what your intentions are, and... You know, if you see a future with them or not, just be honest about it and don't lie about it or avoid the conversation just because you want quick pleasure out of it.
Okay. Pineapple. Red.
Along with what they all said. Yeah.
Right, you're creative too.
It fell again.
Yeah, oh God.
I need to bring a notepad. Like,
yeah. And stop smoking the weed, goddammit. Yeah. Okay.
Well, personally, I feel like
merch. Shirts and stores. We got a feel like t-shirt.
Well, I think that you just got to keep it a buck. There was this one girl that I knew. She said the worst thing you could do is say no, or the worst thing they can do is say no. Like the realest you keep it with me, the realest I'm going to keep it with you. That's like all I got to say, because if you keep it with me, I'm going to keep it 100 with you. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't
bow.
Know.
Okay.
Inconsistency. Mm-hmm. I can't stand that. That's one thing I can't stand. So I will say, when it comes to communication, if you're inconsistent, it's not going to work.
I hate that you consistently don't speak into the mic.
Inconsistencies. Okay. Inconsistencies.
Okay. Fair enough.
Do better.
And guys, when they say inconsistencies, what they mean is you're not congruent to who you purport yourself to be. Mm-hmm. Incongruency is one of the biggest turnoffs to women, okay? So, you know, it is what it is.
Yeah, you sold her a dream. You're going to be that one. Good morning, babe. How's your day? Stop texting good morning. Mm-hmm. This nigga died? Yeah. Where you at?
Yep.
So
yeah, man.
Don't play games. Because you might turn a good girl into a bad girl.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
isn't this unattractive? All right,
no. Hold on. You should play games just to understand that you got to play chess.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
but low-key, though, like, I've been in a situation where it was, like, a guy would text me every day, and then one day out of nowhere, I, like, it switched up, and then... He was like, do I have to text you every day? I was like, but you were
just
exactly
doing
me
every
exactly
day.
Yeah,
like,
you got me used to that. Why you introduce me to a vibe you can't maintain?
Exactly. I understand it's like the play of the game. It's like, what the fuck?
That's
like,
annoying, bro.
Yeah, but, checkmate, gentlemen.
Wait, did you do this?
Inconsistencies.
He got what he wanted.
Yeah, they smashed, though.
He got what he wanted. Yo, real talk. I don't text my mom every day. Why am I going to text you every day?
What? You don't text my mom every day?
Hell no.
Listen,
that's
sir.
Big facts.
I got
if I'm the
poom
poom you're trying to get and you get in, then you better sit.
But it's different. Push. It's different when it comes to your mom and your relationship. At the end of the day,
how?
No, mom is more important.
I've learned just from nowadays. I've learned when it comes to so if your mama tells you you need to pick between your old lady and her, who you gonna pick?
Money.
The pussy or her?
What?
Money.
I kind of get it.
But I'm
that
wasn't the question. The question was, you gonna choose the pussy or you gonna choose your mama?
Money. Money.
The person
money.
Who's giving you something consistently?
Because with
what
money,
you like?
Well, money, business
but
first.
But your mom has nothing to do
with
the money.
Money, business first. You can pick both.
False. You're talking about that right now, but I promise you.
Exactly.
Money,
nah.
Put your mom off.
You got
and
it.
Get the pussy with money.
Right. You got it, Aaron.
I feel like
John
your mother's not going to do
okay.
For making your money. So
all right.
But you got some moms that do that.
Ladies, final thoughts on the show.
That's thoughts on the show.
We'll start here.
It was a great show today.
Today.
Today? What about yesterday?
I feel really good today.
Oh,
I feel really good today.
I'm just saying, okay, it was a very nice episode.
She like, fuck
today.
These niggas, man. All right,
it's
fair enough.
Loud.
Fuck this shit, I'm out.
Yeah, for real, bro. All right, what about you, Miss Cannon?
No, I had fun. It was like my first time in Miami. And,
okay, so
I've
like,
been watching
UBC
you guys
tonight?
For a long time, and yeah, it was fun.
All right. Cardi?
Yo, I am here for both segments today. Like, if you didn't tune in to the episode before this and then this one before, you guys had the epitome of what it is to, you know, grow through your character and how the beta males are transferring through that. Shout out to Skippy. And for today, we had so much spontaneous things happen and occur, things that you guys haven't seen on the podcast. So I hope you guys enjoyed it as much as I did.
We do this shit live, baby. Do it live.
You know the vibe.
Bianca?
I actually had a lot of fun today.
You did?
I did. It was very different.
I didn't.
He's a hater. It's fine. Haters.
What's the reaction? Excuse me.
He loves the reaction.
Myron is the Grinch.
You like bothering
just
me. That's what it is. He likes the reaction to get out of you. I haven't been on an after show in a while, so it was really nice to like change it up a little. And I like the chemistry with the girls. You know, we flowed, we had fun, we kept it real. You know, it was. I loved it. Yeah. It was fun.
Nina.
Thank you guys for having me again. I love being here.
We love to have you, Nina.
Oh, thank you.
Just
shout
kidding.
Out to you.
Hater
again. Shout out to you guys, because today I know it was extra difficult not having Trey, but you still made it
extra,
work.
But yeah, he's a boy, though.
No, Nina, thank you. You guys, she really is a sweetheart off camera, too.
Thank you. So. And the hard work and the consistency, very admirable, because even if you guys have, like, 50 rocks thrown at you, you still keep the show going.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Sure, yeah.
And that's amazing.
Red,
I have
even
fun.
Though me and you disagree on a lot of things.
Yeah, I have fun. Thank you so much for having me here. One more time. I don't think it'll be the last time you hear it, but go ahead and hit that like button because, And don't forget to follow me on Instagram, Divinely Red, Divine L-Y Red. Have a good
cool.
night.
Cool.
Okay. Sign off. Okay, y'all.
And all the ladies' Instagrams are below too, guys.
Prepare. My name is Belle. Follow me. I love y'all show, obviously.
What's that again?
What part?
Name?
Oh, Belle. All
right, there you go.
You can follow me at is.a.beauty because my name is Belle. Aaron. Okay. Anyways, I'm the stupid comment. My dog.
Stupid. It's okay. Yeah. I had it last time.
Bro, it's mad disrespectful. Anyway.
No. It's how you take it.
We give each other stupids too all the time.
I know. I'm just kidding. Go ahead, girl.
Equal opportunity stupid. Don't you have a podcast?
I do. Oh, yes. Okay.
Yeah.
Bro, so it's called Pole Talk. It's a podcast based on all your shippers in Miami. It's going to be worldwide. It's international, so it's also going to, like, you know, LA, Chicago. We're going to New York too, and we're also trying to go to Denmark, so it's like a whole thing. But yeah, I hope you guys, you know, tune in. It's called Pole Talk once again.
All right, cool. That was random as hell. Denmark. What the fuck, nigga?
Right? I know.
LA, New York, and Denmark.
Denmark.
Yeah, we're foreign. Yeah, going
okay.
over there.
Start with like maybe London or some shit. Denmark. What about you?
I had fun. I liked it. It's my first time on the show.
Yeah.
It's my first time on the show. I watched the show in general, and I love just watching it in general, and I like the vibe. So it was great just being on it. So I fuck with it. I like.
Thanks for being
vibe.
A good sport, by the way.
You
appreciate it.
Thank you, energy.
And here's one thing I've noticed about you: like you hate like long penises, like because you were like the whole time you was like the whole time she was like. I don't know.
Long penises.
And shout out to the ladies in the background too.
Grab it.
We got.
You didn't want
to
grab it.
CC and O'Dallas in the house.
Yes.
Shout out to. Yeah. There we go, CC. So for all you guys out there that want an Asian, she's in the house. We got equal opportunity. We got every race in here, baby.
Yes.
We got Hispanics, Blacks, Whites. Well, one white.
La Dominicana Hispana.
Guys, I just want to say one more thing.
Sure.
Please be nice on the comments. I like to shake my booty, but that doesn't make me a bad person.
Right. Yeah. You guys shake are so mean with your assumptions.
Keep it real, keep it nice, keep it tight, okay?
I have a good heart. I don't even eat animals.
She's a virgin, guys.
I'm not a virgin.
Well, virgin animal.
She's a vegan.
She's a vegan.
Yeah.
Vegan.
There we go.
She is a vegan, guys.
Please be nice on
the real talk. That's what I said before. Like, Nina really is a nice person. So, anyway, yeah, guys. We'll catch you guys tomorrow. We're gonna have Adam 22 and AD in the house. No jumper.
Yep.
So yeah, it's gonna be lit.
It's gonna be lit.
And we'll catch you guys there.
Shout out to AD, OT Genesis,
guys,
all the boys in from LA, man.
Do us a huge favor, man. Like the video on your way out. And then also, please subscribe to the channel, man, because we give y'all heat, man. We're going to keep giving you guys this hot content. Anyway, all the ladies are below. We'll catch
you
guys tomorrow.
Have a beautiful night.
Peace.
Bye. 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 I love you.
Bye.
Well, all y'all lit. If y'all ever
want to
go out,
we live.
Want to
right now?
Yeah.
I don't know
about it.
Are we leaving at 4?
To get it out. Exchange clothes is like a threesome. I don't really think it's worth it.
Oh, I feel you. It's like an hour.
Yeah, I'm not trying to fuck.
Which one?
For Lauderdale.
Girl, I live in Miami. Like, what's up? Fuck me.
I'd be in Fort Lauderdale.
I know it's perfect.
Ooh.
Another drink. Oh, that shit going to be in my head all night.
Oh, yeah. So.
Yeah, my real estate. Yeah, my name is someone else. No, I'm moving out of your way.
Yeah, make sure you guys have all
your stuff. Who drove? Get your tickets. Yep. But we're pushing
with the ended it, I was like, cool.
Girl, you gotta like bring out like
wonderful.
Hi guys.
Yeah. Are you good?
Why don't you shout that out?
Okay. I just better be
body. You make your product?
Yeah, that's what I'm doing right now.
Don't.
Okay, nah. So we're gonna have to lock in because that hair is too sweet. They're not me. They're ready to
keep up. And she's a first.
I am. I am. I am.
She is a 6 foot tall.
What is that? Oh, my.
Wait.
I hit a mic and I thought it was a person. Somebody left this here.
Oh, yeah. I think this is Danny's. Danielle's.
That's what I think.
Dude, I have like a whole collection of like jewelry and fucking makeup. I don't even know.
Oh my god. The breakfast
at Boston. Yeah, dude, I'm gonna start making one. Hey, can someone take this pepperoni pizza because I'm a little...
Oh, great.
say something to people on the plate, you're right.
Oh, girl.
Hold on.